You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yo. All right, what a fucking we're back. It's very interesting. Everybody's we could have waited 5 more minutes, but I'm like, fuck it, let's just go. I want to go. I forgot to piss. Like an old man. Now I have to hold it.
For a long time.
Anyways, we got a great show for you today. This weekend, I want to thank everybody that came out to I was in Jersey. I was in I was in Pennsylvania on Friday and then Jersey on Saturday at this beautiful theater. I pulled into this. You know, Jersey is such a shit place to live. You know? But they have these little towns that are, just magical. It's like, as soon as I get off the exit and I'm coming down this street, it's like where Santa lives. It's just all these beautiful, warmly lit homes and front porches and, oh my God, people with their bikes on their
where
porch.
Where were you?
Where was I, Mike? Do you know where I was?
You were in Newtown, Pennsylvania on Saturday, and you were in Jersey on Friday.
Newtown.
Oh, it was Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania. All right, so it's not Jersey. So Jersey still stinks.
Well, Jersey on Friday.
Friday was great. Great show. Sold the fuck out. Over at, James's comedy. What was the club again? I forget the name.
I thought it was kind of a weird special event, like private event thing.
No, it wasn't a private event. What's the guy's name? It's right on my thing.
Let me look.
Pull it up. We have five computers in front of us. God forbid somebody touches a keyboard in this fucking place. Liz, where am I? Boom, I'll call Colin up. He knows right.
Yeah, literally. Colin does
I swear to God, he knows my...
It's so scary.
People don't know this about Colin Quinn. He has an addiction to my schedule. So
he does it to freak you out.
If I call him at any time, even on the phone, he'll be like, this week you're in... You're over in Sarasota Falls.
100%.
And I don't even know where I am.
We've had conversations. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to see Bobby. He's like, well, Bobby's going to da-da-da-da-da, and we'll list 6 weeks of
and he doesn't go on the website. He doesn't have his phone in front of him. He memorizes my schedule. It's fucking scary.
It's hysterical.
Creepy because he did it for a couple months. It's been 4 years.
It's hysterical.
Now it's a sickness.
I love
it. It's a fucking sickness.
I love it.
Anyways, so where was it? I just stalled so much for you.
Arlington, New Jersey. It was the Marriott. Was that the Courtyard Marriott for that one?
No, what's the name of the company, though?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to see on the picture.
It was like a company party?
Yeah, James is fucking, suck my cock feathers.
James de Benedetto.
Yeah.
Sorry.
James de Benedetto has what, name. A company?
Yeah, he has a company. I'm going to fucking find it
right
now.
What does he do?
A comedy shop. That's what it's called. The comedy shop. Thanks.
Oh.
I got it. 2 seconds. How long did it take me?
Fucking
2 seconds. Comedy shop. Good job, fingers.
I feel bad.
I had it in my calendar, dude. Okay. That's why I got it so quick. It took me a while, too.
Share the calendar.
I'm a fucking asshole, I am. 2 seconds. Gush. James Benedetto. Yeah. On Friday night, insane crowd. Saturday night, fucking crazy. What's funny, too, the power of the Tonight Show is crazy.
That's right.
Because there's people that are coming out that are from the Tonight Show. And I'm like, I got to kind of, look, the set I did on the Tonight Show.
It's going to be a little different.
I lopped out a lot of fucking.
Yeah, you did.
The part where I kick a kid in the pool.
It's going to be a little
cover.
Different. Yep.
But they were fucking great. Saturday night was great. I brought Ian fucking Fidance.
He's crazy. And,
Mike Feeney.
Yeah, Mike Feeney, this cocksucker. That's why I hate, I hate the younger generation of comics.
What
happened?
Because you have no respect.
Oh, all right.
All right, and I'm dealing
Fair
with
enough.
It. I'm in therapy. I'm dealing with it. I get it. I get it. I shouldn't expect respect from the people that don't give respect from this fucking shit generation. Because they don't get it. They think, I didn't think I was a comic. You know when I called myself a comedian?
When?
Probably 6 years in when I moved to New York City and I had no other job.
And this
and
is
I was
what
doing,
your life.
And I was making a fucking mediocre living. That's when I finally was like, okay, I'm a comic.
Yeah.
And then I was still like, you know, iffy.
Right.
And if anybody ever took me on the road, I kept my mouth shut.
And tried to learn something.
I fucking was like, you know, yeah, whatever. This cocksucker Mike Feeney goes up. First of all, I was like, you know, he goes up and Mike kills. Mike just kills. And he does this thing. He was doing crowd work at the front, which I was a little annoyed at. I told Feeney, I go, finance, I go, dude, if you do your jokes, if they don't work, quit. If your jokes don't work, get out of the business. So anyways, he switched it up. He started killing with his jokes because Feeney kills. He just distressed. Then he ends his set, and I'm like, oh, this is great, right? He fucking got him right into it. The whole fucking theater was. And then he goes, all right, guys, thank you so much. I'm Mike Feeney. All right. We got a couple other guys on the show tonight.
That's what he Tim Gaged you?
This cocksucker.
Tim Gaged you.
For people don't know what Tim Gage is. It's Colin Quinn's older cousin.
Older. Horrible.
If you can believe it. Who got the, I heard, got the boot.
I know. I feel a little guilty. But I don't. Then I feel guilty, and then I don't.
He opens for him at the Pussycat every wet Monday and Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday,
and he got the high hot one.
For 2018.
You give me the fucking hi-hat. You give me the hi-hat, cocksucker. Shut up. Stop crying. Oh, what are you crying for? The two other comics, fuck, they don't even know you exist, you cunt.
Yeah, Tim Gaged you.
I told him, I go, if your car fell off a cliff on the way to the show with you and Ian in it, nobody from this crowd would go, hey, where are those other guys that we never heard of?
100%.
I would just go up and do an hour and a half, and everybody would go, woo!
That was better.
100%.
Yeah, well, guys, we got a couple more. I go, this isn't a fucking Tuesday in Brooklyn, you fucking coward.
Coward.
Ugh.
What'd he say? Did you make
this is a Saturday night show in a theater sold out?
And you're headlining.
Sold out.
And you are the headliner.
Sold out.
Was it sold out?
Sold out.
Theater.
This motherfucker says, hey, all right, guys, thanks so much. That's my time. A couple other guys on the show. Let's give it up for this next guy. There's nobody else on the fucking show. You shouldn't be on the show. Can we come with Bob? I saw you got some dates. Can we come with you? Hey, Bobby. I was just wondering about those dates. I know I've called you 7 times about the dates. Can we have more dates? I'd love to go with you if you have any room on the dates. It's so much appreciated. You motherfucker.
Couple of guys.
Just shut up. Don't ask me questions. What time should we look on the schedule? What?
Did you drive everyone there?
No, I fucking drove myself. They were like, we're going to leave. Ian goes like this, Friday, we're going to leave right after the podcast to get there early. I go, cool, see you later. I'm going home. I'm going to nap. I'm going to have some stew.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to shower. I'm going to leave an hour before the gig. Yeah, but you might never make it. I've been doing this for 25 fucking years. I've been driving to Jersey. I'm not panicking. I'm not leaving at fucking 2:45 for an 8:30 gig, you cunt.
I mean, I guess it's sweet that they care enough to be like, we're leaving right now. And then they twiddle their thumbs for 4 hours.
Well, they went to the Cracker Barrel.
Oh,
I saw that.
I love a Cracker Barrel.
I do too.
The shop in the front.
Shop in the front is why you go.
I know.
The food is mediocre.
The old time
rocking chairs.
Dude, to get a fucking one of those little planes with a propeller with the elastic, you can twirl it. Giant checkers. I'm not a fan of giant checkers. I'd rather have regular checkers because I like checkers. So anyways, they went. I felt bad too because I had a hotel room. I could have just said, hey, I go jump. They could have just went to the hotel and chilled and watched TV. But I checked in at fucking 8:15. I went in for 15 minutes and came back down and then left after the show.
Holy shit.
Ah, fucking cocksucker.
That's fine.
Oh, God, that was a rusty. Oh, God.
Greek salad.
Oh, my asshole doesn't have the elasticity it used to have.
Can't hit those notes.
I'm farting like a fucking old dog barking.
Mailman's here.
Can you do Kegels for your asshole?
Yeah, I'm doing them right now.
Nice.
Fucking closing it like a dolphin hole right now. We got a great show for you, too. I don't know if we're going to have a show today. You should. Don't shake your fucking head. You book it. She went, I don't know.
They're coming.
How do you know?
Because I'm talking to them right in this moment.
Okay. Well, we have two superstars in the business.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully. I mean, hopefully.
We have two guys showing up.
Or else we're just going to be yelling at each other really
soon. We have
soon.
Two people that had a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
No. We got, I'm so excited to have him on. I haven't had it on in so long. Jim Norton.
That's awesome.
He hasn't been on in so long. I think the last time he was on the other table.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. That's like, what, over 3 years ago, right?
Over 3 years ago.
Right.
Oh, you're right.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it, Bobby?
Oh, my God.
Is it?
Deal with that.
What did you eat this morning? Greek salad, two skewers of chicken.
Oh. And Greek yogurt with fucking new nuts.
What's new nuts?
They're just nuts that I took out of a package. It was new.
Oh.
Instead of old nuts.
Fresh.
Want to see some old nuts?
What's I've up? Seen it.
I might. Anyways. So we got.
That was a. You avoided that.
Yeah, we got. Yeah. I'm not going to take my dick out. I have to fluff it. I have to pee. We're going to have. We have Bonnie McFarlane, the good part of the power couple.
Yeah, definitely.
The funny part, at least.
Definitely.
I could not. I don't understand why there's not a show. I don't under fucking stand why a comedy, some type of net pop TV, whoever the fuck it is, True TV, has not done a show with the Vosses.
Oh my God.
The fact that that hasn't happened is ludicrous to me. Mm-hmm. I know you're going after a young demo, but the young demo would love that show. I don't care who you are. He's got two hot daughters. He's got a young daughter. You got the wife who's still hot. You got you who's just falling
ridiculous.
To pieces.
Ridiculous.
We had 8 rings on last night.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it. We're going to talk to her about it.
talk about the fact that he had a lady bracelet.
We're going to have an intervention. Today's an intervention for
his
Bonnie.
Jewelry intervention.
We're having, no, for fucking marriage. We got to get her out. We gotta,
I feel so bad.
Of course, we have Gabby, the Gabs. Hey. Sprained her ankle on the way here because she's long-legged. She walks like Big Bert.
That's honestly true.
That is true. She really is. She looks good in clothes. Naked, she looks like a Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that means. I've never seen her naked.
That's weird.
Nor will I ever because I don't like white chicks that white. Chicks like a light.
Zing. A light.
Yeah, you're like an angel.
Thanks.
Anyways, can't have sex on the beach with this girl.
Get a sun.
She'll have cancer by the end of the fucking. I am dead. Anyway, sorry. Shouldn't do that. We have Mikey, Mushy Mike's back.
What's up?
As mushy as ever.
Mushy.
Oh, God. Him at the party last night. I've never seen somebody with the lack of social skills as Mike. Mike,
I saw you for like 2 seconds.
He stands there like he just killed a waitress in the back and is just panicking.
Cold sweat dripping just down his brow.
Cold sweat trying to eat a cupcake.
Yeah.
What's up, Mike? Nothing.
You didn't have a good time at the party?
I had a great time.
He's okay. Just shy.
How'd you like the gift I got you?
It was good.
You love it?
And someone took it, I think, because it wasn't there when I went back to take it home. So.
Nope.
Nope. That's not what happened.
Nope.
Where was it?
Right where you left it.
Right where you left it, you fat fucking cocksucker.
Right where you left it.
Okay.
You left it and you walked it. I gave him a fucking gift.
I know.
It was a Bluetooth beanie that I need a beanie.
Huh?
I need a beanie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to get one.
And you could talk on your phone on it. And you could listen to music on it. And have your head, your fucking San Antonio mushy Mexican head, would have been fucking warm. And music and everything. And I gave it to you.
I had to go check on that waitress.
The silence is popping.
It's gone.
Yeah,
I gave it away.
It's true.
She gave it to me.
Yep. I collected it at 4 a.m. when it cleaned.
You regifted
it? It was regifted too. Sweet.
I gave it to a person who's grateful and loved it.
He did.
And was excited about it and took it out of the box right away.
Immediately.
Who was it?
Two. Huh?
Who'd you give it to?
Mert downstairs.
Oh, manager.
Manager. So there you go. There you go. Good for you, Mike. How do you feel?
Cold.
Are you sure? Why are you sweating?
Probably diabetes.
<He is. laughs>
Right, you can take the word probably out of that sentence. Speaking of diabetes, Oscar on the couch. How you doing,
buddy? Thanks for that. Thanks.
Nah, what are you going to do? You, why don't you sit over here instead of over...
I got a story I'm working on. I need to make a phone call.
Oh, okay, good.
not intrude.
All right. No, it's all right. Oscar's here. We have from the Geeks in New York, right? What is it called?
Geeks New York, but it's ready. We put it on hiatus.
Oh, that means it's done. Yeah, that means he's sick of fucking Deepu, too. Deepu got mad. We're not making enough money. I need it to be transparent. Her. Who's this? There he is.
Hey. Hey guys. Hi, Jim.
Right, you're right. Where here, buddy. Right center down. Stage. Jimmy Norton. Jimmy Norton. Jimmy Norton. Jimmy Norton.
Hey, hey.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Jimmy's gotta pee. Wow, that was a build up for nothing. Fucking the bladder of a fucking 12-year-old baby. What?
Nice a 12-year-old baby.
Ah, he fucked me up when he comes over and Zach scares me. I was 12-year-old and then he starts coming over. And I get nervous with Zach and his fucking fingers that... What's wrong with your hands?
It's not getting better.
It's getting better just slowly.
You popped a stitch last night.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't make the party because one of my stitches
Wait,
popped out.
Wait, what the fuck happened?
He was mauled by an animal.
Yeah.
Go like this. Let me see. Holy shit, you lost your finger, dude.
Almost.
God.
Yeah. Liz sucks.
It's open, so.
Liz just went, you lost your finger.
Holy shit.
Dude, you got to go to the hospital.
Let me see.
You have to go back to the hospital.
It'll be all right.
No.
Wait.
You have to go to urgent care.
See.
Well, Liz is looking at it right now.
So. Put it on camera. Why are we doing this off camera?
Yeah, I should show the camera.
Please show the camera. Show the camera.
Can you tell viewers are going to grow up. It's fucking gross.
It's amazing.
All right, show the camera. Oh, man.
I'm going to try to get the best view I can. How's that?
What happened?
Oh, right there, yeah.
Right there?
What happened?
So
they could see the front. What the fuck happened to you?
My dog got into a little scrap and I was separating them. And
Dude, giant
show
you
Norton.
Lost
show Norton.
Your
show
fucking
Norton.
Finger.
Yeah. Show Norton.
We were just showing off my cut. My dog's on the scrap.
Separate. When was that?
God.
Last week. And then I got home and I made the promo poster for the next show.
I like the red curtain. It looks good.
Oh, thanks.
Is that new?
No. It's been there for a while. There's a blue and a
There's
red.
There's a blue and a red.
You could swap it out.
There's this guy fucking Chip.
Yeah. He's a real sensation, I understand.
He's a fucking, fucking hunk of asshole. Yeah. I hate him for two reasons. Because I love chips. Chocolate chips. I love everything Chip I love. And he had a fucking take it, the name Chip. And every time
it's
I hear
for you.
Chocolate chip cookies, I think of him.
Did I ever play the message Colin left for me a long time ago?
No.
About Chip. Let me see if I still have it. God, I may have deleted it.
All right, while you're looking for that, I'm just going to say Blue Apron is a leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. And while many people know what to do, many don't know how to type the types of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. You're not just having burgers for dinner. You're making short rib burgers with hoppy cheddar sauce. Ooh, I love that. I actually had that one. It's amazing. On a pretzel bun, you're preparing seared steaks, thyme pen sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, and crispy shallots, all in under 45 minutes and without a trip to the grocery store. Oh, my gosh. For 8 weeks. Here, hang on one second. I actually use Blue Apron. It's good for me, but this is the great part about it is because my kid, Dawn, does it with Max, and it's so proportioned out, all the ingredients, it's easy for her to teach him how to cook.
And follow directions.
And follow directions. They sit right at the counter with this little stool I built, Max, and they make all this food. So if you have a family, it's great. If you don't, it's good for lonely people, too.
I don't have a family. Who will I cook Blue Apron with? I'm alone.
It's good for you too, though, because here's the deal. You, when you cook alone, you might not know how much to use, how much ingredients, what to get. It has everything in the box for you, Jim. Open the box, step-by-step instructions, all the ingredients measured out. It tells you exactly what to do under 45 minutes.
I'm not a good measurer.
Yeah, but it measures it for you.
I measure. I always make mistakes when I measure.
Let me tell you this. For 8 weeks, ending February 22nd, Blue Apron is teaming with Whole 30 to bring you delicious recipes. Oh. Our menu will feature two Whole 30 approved recipes each week, like seared steak and warm lemon salsa verde with roasted broccoli and sweet potatoes, and chicken and kale orange salad with spicy tahini dressing. Kickstart your new year with Blue Apron on Whole 30. It's amazing.
Whole 30 is how I lost all my weight.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's a hard diet to stay on because they're very, like, it's very strict, but it's a really good diet if you can stay on it. Is there any coffee?
Yeah, we get coffee. What would you like?
Just black.
Black?
Well, I know you asked me before, Gabby. I apologize.
That's all right. No, Michael, go get it right now. Here, Mike.
Oh, okay. I don't know you, Mike. Do I?
No, we haven't met before.
That's Mike. Mushy Mike.
Hello, Mike. Why did I call you that?
Look at him.
No, I was kidding.
Just black,
please, Mark. Thank you. Thank
go on now.
I got money.
No, I got it.
No, that was my fake reach for the wallet. I got money. My hand didn't move.
There's also the olive tree right downstairs. But
Blue Apron is treating. You know what, dude? Listen, it's to $30 off. You can do this. $30 off your first order. You just visit blueapron.com/dude. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off free shipping at blueapron.com/dude. That's blueapron.com/dude. It's a better way to cook. And here's, I actually, the Whole 30 thing you were talking about, that doesn't look that bad, Jimmy.
Really? It's
yeah,
good.
The approved seared steak with the warm lemon salsa verde, that looks great. Look at those meals. Look at that. That's great.
What
right?
is the Whole 30? Like, what do you, I wasn't
Well, it's a Whole 30. Go ahead. Jimmy, what was it again?
Whole 30 is, I read it online. I never joined it, but I just kind of followed the principles of it. It's like, it's almost like caveman, but it's like things from the earth like are okay, but no salt, no sugar, no process.
Why no salt?
Because salt has sugar in it. Table salt has sugar in it.
Salt has sugar?
It has a teeny bit of sugar.
I'm getting so sick of life.
Can't use salt.
No, because it's like, dude, just eat all meat. Don't eat all meat. Have salt. Don't have salt.
Whole 30 is really good. It's actually a good diet if you can stick with it. They allow you to eat potatoes because they are natural, even though they're carbs. You know, but whatever. It was good. I lost weight. I'm sorry I'm distracted. I'm getting a text from Dr. Steve, and he said to me, do you realize we've been talking now for over 14 years? He said, you and I first met on AOL Instant Messenger in 2004, or 2005. I guess we had just started on XM, and we bumped into each other on AOL. And I asked him about a lump in my scrotum. Whatever it is, I don't know if it worked out. I'm okay.
Well, a lump in your scrotum is a...
No, but each ball...
It's a cyst.
Yeah, it's
a
cyst. Yeah, it's filled with viscous fluid.
If you fly down here, I can slice it open and... tell you what's inside.
Yeah, if your scrotum's bothering you, I'll give it the old chin test.
Have you ever sent them a picture of your dick?
Oh boy, have I. But no, the lump is on your ball. You have these things coming off your balls.
Did you send him a picture of it?
No, because it's inside. It's like you have a thing on your balls, and it felt like a lump. Yeah. But each side, it's like what the vein attaches to. I just noticed it like in 2004. I was like, oh no, there's something on my dick. But I didn't know we've been talking that long.
No, let me tell you something. I said this before you showed up. We switched around the whole bedroom today. And we put a couch in our bedroom, which is kind of cool. But we have this big mirror that's now I can walk up to. And I took a shower and I walked up to the mirror and I looked at my dick for the first time in years. Like 3 years did
Aww.
I just
How
take
was it?
A nice fucking just... And my dick was half a little full.
Yeah.
And but I have so much fat around my cock.
No.
Is this still the Blue Apron ad?
Yes.
How's it going? Mushy Mike, can't hear him. I'm glad we put you on a regular mic. Yeah. It was, but I was, you know, I pushed some of it back and stretched my balls, Mac. I had Dawn tie a rubber band around my nuts and then walk into the other room. And I got a nice piece.
Yeah.
You've seen my piece.
It's been a long time, though, since I've seen it. I was telling someone recently about the story about when you were in my apartment getting blown with your foot on the wall and you're having your ass eaten.
Yeah.
And the girl went like... and she spit out a piece of toilet paper. It's true. Bob had on white socks This is when I lived on 43rd Street.
No.
Oh, it wasn't 43rd. Was
no,
that? Was
it was before when you lived in Jersey.
Oh, you were at my place in Jersey. Yes, my fucking when I lived in Florentine.
Yes.
Oh my God, that apartment was even worse. Yeah, because the hard part was getting that girl out to the apartment. She didn't want to come because I was in fucking Jersey. I was about 6 miles. North in I was between Cliffside Park and
right.
Yeah. You're the reason I moved into the city. You got me in that building.
Right,
but you had your fucking foot up on that piece of shit
oh my God.
Wall, and she fucking she goes.
I just saw Norton. He was in the other room on his computer typing, and he just went.
Yeah. Typing.
Yeah, you were on your computer.
Yeah, with my right hand, I was typing fast, jerking off, watching. I remember when I was first in there, when I first moved into that place, Jim Florentine was dating this girl. She was a dancer. He had just started dating her. When I moved in, he was dating a school teacher. And then he started dating this girl who became his long-term girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And she was blowing him behind the office that he created Special Ed in.
Really?
Yay! That office where he was getting blown, and I was behind my bedroom door jacking off, and the fucking girl heard the creak, and she's like, "What is he doing?" And Jim's like, "Oh, it's my roommate, Jim."
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. I wasn't used to seeing that kind of action in person.
Oh, my God.
I was talking last night. We went to the Comedy Cellar party. You didn't go. How come you didn't go?
Because it's a weeknight. The weeknight.
And it was late.
Yeah. Started at 10, right?
Yeah, it was late.
That's not even that late. But for, but
like, for you, I mean, I know you.
You know,
what,
I'm an old lady now. Like you, but I used to get up at 5 to start at 6. And now I get up at 7 to start at 8. And I'm still just like, oh, fuck it. I want to go home and be home in a decent hour.
Well, I went. I was the first one there.
Yeah.
And then.
How was it?
It was a great time. But here's the thing is that we're all fucking old. Because I looked up and. Lenny was walking. I'm walking out. Voss is done.
More time.
Keith was walking out slowly.
Keith hung out. Keith was there late. Yeah.
Oh, he said
Keith,
he was leaving.
Old
that
man Keith. Yeah. He got the contact high and he was there for a
while.
What
time was the what time did it end?
We turned the lights up at 4 a.m.
Oh.
I left around 6. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you worked there.
Yeah.
But was it final? Everyone went?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
It was a good time. Everyone was dancing. Good
I usually
time,
leave.
Food.
Sherrod gets a microphone and a fucking
and
bottle
was.
Of whiskey, I'm out.
We had a nice luge.
Yeah.
It got a little gross.
People threw up?
I think only one person.
Anybody fuck? Anybody fucking around?
I don't think there was any, not this year.
No sex. Last year there was sex?
Last year, years before,
was
yeah.
Was there food there?
So much food.
Was it good?
Popeye's
food?
Chicken.
Popeye's fried chicken.
Buddy, best chicken in the fucking world. Yeah,
meatballs, meatloaf.
Yeah.
Pastas.
Eggplant parm.
Oh, yeah. Rollatini.
Amazing. Oh, all desserts.
Tons of food.
Ton of fucking desserts.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go. I would have eaten like a pig.
It was so much. Yeah.
I was sitting there. I told Keith, I go, Jesus, back in the day, I'd be getting blown by a chick with purple hair right now.
Yeah.
Now it's just, I'm like, all right, I got to go. I'm tired.
Yeah, I know. A couple years ago, there was someone getting a nice blowjob in the emergency exit.
Well, downstairs, those bathrooms.
Yeah.
Each if
Nooks
you go,
and crannies.
Every bathroom in the men's room is its own bathroom. It has a door. So it's perfect to fuck around with. And it would just get a chick and just shut that door and there you go. Ugh.
I've only fucked one time in the Comedy Cellar.
Electric room?
No, I didn't even know that was existed for a long time. No, it was in the ladies' room.
Really?
Many, many years ago. This girl from she was from Texas. And we were doing something, whatever, and I fucked her in the ladies' room. And I've talked about it on the air before, just like, hey, this girl, she emailed me recently.
Really?
I was the girl you're talking about. I was there. Wow. I wanted it to happen. It was fun. Like, she had a good time. It was like a wild thing she did in New York. She literally just emailed me.
I actually had that happen recently, too. I had a girl Facebook me. This girl I met at a comedy club when I had a motorcycle.
Ooh.
So I had a Honda 500,
oh,
and I dressed it up to look like a Harley, put like saddlebags on it and tassels and chromed it all out. I remember I was on a highway driving, and a fucking pack of Harley guys came up around me because they thought I was one of them, and they just looked at me and, and just took off.
Did they ask you to join the gang?
No, they were really fucking disgusted when they saw Honda on the side of my fucking tank. But I remember this girl, she was so pretty, but her ass, it was a heart-shaped ass.
I like that.
And her asshole had no wrinkles.
Do you mean it like a Valentine's heart, or it was bleeding with veins coming out of it?
Valentine's heart. It was pulsing.
Yeah. I do like that.
So this girl, she goes like this. She goes, all right, well, I'll meet you at your house. I go, I have a Patriots game to go there in the afternoon. I'll be home by 8 o'clock. So we're at the Pats game. It's fucking freezing. My uncles are there. They have the tickets. I got to go. They know I have to go. So now they make me wait longer. And they're like, all right, after this beer, finish your Diet Coke. I was drinking a Diet Coke. I guzzled the Diet Coke. I go, I'm done. And like, all right, let's go. I get the hiccups. But I get the worst. It hurts. They're so bad because I guzzled this fucking Diet Coke because of my dumb uncles. The whole way home. I get home. She's out front in her car waiting for me. She gets
How late were you?
Dude, I was probably an hour late.
Oh my God. She's still waiting.
Still waited. I get upstairs. We're walking upstairs. She's like, you all right? I'm like, I'm good. Right? I'm like, these guys. I go in the room. I start fucking drinking water. I'm doing everything you could possibly do. We get in the room. We're kissing. She gets naked. She's on all fours. She arches her back. Her butt becomes a heart. I look in her asshole. There's not one wrinkle. It's all the same color skin. I'm like, oh my God. She's like, do you want
to go to the hospital?
Something? I'm like, no, I'm good. It's so bad. So I start like going down on her from behind. So it's freaking her out. So then we start having sex. I'm She literally goes, look, I can't do this. She's laughing. She's like, let's just do it some other time. And she left. I've never seen her again. She hit me up on Facebook. Like,
really?
This year. She's like, hey, you remember that time?
She still look good?
When they had the hiccups?
Does she still look good?
I'm the hiccup idiot. I'm the
You are.
I fucked a guy with hiccup once. You hear this story?
You're the anecdote.
Yeah, she'll turn Netflix on and be like, oh, see that guy?
A lot of girls do that.
so wait, does she still look nice?
No, thank God I know.
I like a nice heart-shaped ass.
No, I don't know what she has anymore. You ever look at somebody you hooked up with a long time ago and you're like, thank God, thank God.
No, but every girl I ever fucked has.
I think you look great right now.
Oh, I don't know, Bob. You think?
I was just cleaning out a hard drive, dude, of all of us back in the day. And, dude, you were a fat motherfucker.
Do you have any more pictures? I would like to see those.
I got a ton of them.
Yeah, I want to see those.
I got a ton of them.
I would love
and
to
you
see
were
them.
A fucking... You look like a fat woman.
Yeah, I know. I really was.
You look like somebody's aunt with cancer. I mean, like, you look great now. You're in the best shape of your life now. But back then, I didn't even know you were chubby back then.
To yeah. Me, I didn't even... I found a picture recently with Kelby and Diva.
Oh, God.
And I was so fat. It was on your old place. And,
oh, yeah. 520?
Yeah. No.
Well, we live together?
No. On, you know, where you just moved from.
Oh, 420.
Yeah.
Yeah, 420. Yeah, it was weird. I mean, I remember back in the day, I remember just sex and I had so much. I remember being in the hallway fooling around with girls as they were bringing me on stage. You guys ready for your next comic? And I'm fucking... You know,
yeah.
Everything's out, fooling around, fucking off. And then they call my name. I go up with a half a chub. She's in the hallway just looking at me like, you dirty boy. And I was like, ugh, I left the party last night. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Jumped in my stupid car by myself, got home. Dawn was in the bed with Max. I was like, you coming to bed? She's like, no, I'm going to stay here. I'm like, I jumped in a king bed by myself.
Oh, she was on the couch? Oh, she was in his bed.
She was in his bed.
I never fucked waitresses. Bob always pulled off waitresses.
All the waitresses.
There was one I drove home years ago, really sexy, and we were talking, like, she was showing me her feet in the car. And
maybe that's why there were the rumors about you. Yeah, you got to show him his feet.
No. She wanted me to. I forget how we started talking about ass.
Yeah.
But I wanted to eat her ass. And she said to me, well, do you like clean ass or end of the shift ass? And the answer was, I wanted to say end of
stop,
the
shift. Stop one second. If you don't write that down, I'll fucking fire both of you. Stop being enamored with him and write it down.
And she said,
shift ass.
And I didn't say, I gave her the answer I thought she wanted. I was like, oh, like clean ass, but I didn't. No. But then I came in and we hung out a little bit and I was driving home. I'm like, oh, she wanted me to she was trying to let me know that I could eat her ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't catch it.
Well, one, she was like, do you like clean ass? And then she sang the other part, end of the shift ass.
End of the shift ass.
End of the shift ass.
No, she didn't. She just, she was sexy though.
You like the smell.
If I have a good chemistry with the person. It depends on the person. But there's been girls I've hooked up with that I hated their body scent, despised it. Yeah. And
isn't
some
that
I
weird?
Love. Yeah. It's nature telling you who not to fuck.
True.
There's some girls I've been with. I've had, this is a weird thing. Some girls I've had sex with, and they're not the best, you know, like stereotypically what you would say, oh, this is girl's amazing.
They're pigs.
But it's been incredible. Maybe three girls in my life that sex was, there was something different. We just connected. When we fucked, it was fucking nuts. And every ounce of my body was into it. Everything they did was amazing. Everything I did was, I could feel, when we were having sex, just their vaginas. What?
This is getting so emotional.
Well, I'm trying to add that to that.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to add.
Okay.
Yeah, 22-year-old who had sex once.
Do you only have sex once?
No.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know how much fucking...
That's creepy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I don't have that chemistry with my wife. We fuck and we have sex, but it's not that. It's good, but sometimes it stinks. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's, you know, mediocre, you know?
What makes it mediocre?
Probably me.
Or what?
I don't know, dude. You know, it's hard when you're with a girl for that 20 years and
it's a long time.
She's tired. I remember one time I was trying to get really dirty in the shower. Remember that shower? What's up, Bon?
Hey.
Hi.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Do your thing. We're in the shower and I was like, oh, let's do this. You know, I wanted to be dirty with her. I think it was when that 50 Shades of Grey came out. When that book first came out, and it was a big hit. So I had this, you remember my shower at my house, my old house?
I do, yes.
It was huge.
It was a big shower.
We're in there fooling around. I was doing all kinds of stuff. And I remember I was finger blasting her. I was like, you like that? And I was kind of pulling her hair. She was like, yeah, yeah. And then she was like, all right, you know what? Can you stop? It's not, I don't, like 20 minutes in, she's like, I don't like it. The shower, I don't like it in the shower. I was just, want to go to the bed? And I was like, yeah. You could have told me 20 minutes. I got fucking carpal tunnel syndrome from trying to fucking be aggressive with you because I thought that's what you liked because the 9 books you just read or whatever the fuck it was. And then we, you know, it was just like, ugh.
What was the big book? My Husband, My Rapist.
Like, I look at my wife now, but she's always beat. You know what I mean? She's always tired. I hope there's an out of it. There's a time when the kid gets old enough where you fall out of it. I don't know, maybe Bonnie knows. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Good. Okay.
All right. You want to take your jacket off?
Oh, I'm so freezing. I was stuck in the subway and it was freezing.
What subway?
I was in Chinatown.
For
the
what?
D. There was a crack on the track.
Why were
Google
you in Chinatown?
It.
Did Voss make you take a Groupon into the city?
It's so...
There's a parking lot downtown. It's cheap.
No, I took the train in. I had to do an audition. I met my manager.
Ooh! Yeah.
What's the audition for? It. I don't know. Some dumb sitcom or something.
Did you do good?
I mean, I think I did good, but I can't imagine that there isn't somebody already attached to it that's got that part.
At the end of it, did they say... how tall are you?
5'7".
Did they say that?
No.
Are you available... are you available the 26th, the week of the 26th?
The only thing they said to me was, will you do scale times 100? And I was like, I guess. Is that a positive?
Scale times 100?
That's what they said.
The fuck is that?
That's what I get paid. Scale times 100.
Scale times 100? That's scale.
Are you kidding?
You're not.
I don't even get paid scale. I get paid nothing,
joking.
You guys. The joke really is
that.
That's $100,000.
I was like,
I don't know what scale is. I don't know. I don't know how much times 100. I was going to say times 10.
I know what it is. They just keep breaking. Way to take that and make it oranges.
I thought you were joking, like.
No, I'm not. No, that's
I thought
good.
You were joking. Like, did they say, "Can you come back tomorrow"? No, no.
Well, it's look. This is the weird thing about auditions, and this is what sucks too.
Okay,
there's 400 shows. Now we went from 30 shows being filmed every year.
Uh-huh.
Okay, not too long ago, 10 years ago.
Right,
30, 11.
Around 30. Yeah. 11. I'm just, you know, I run around it up. 11 years ago, there was 30 shows being filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Around there. Now there's 400 shows being filmed, if not more,
right.
a year.
Right.
I don't understand where, why are we not?
Yeah, why are we still in the same position we were 11 years ago?
Absolutely. And here's another thing, too. What happened is that movie stars, people who were making movies.
They fucking came down to our level, those bastards.
They make more money doing TV than yeah. they make movies.
And I can spend time with my kids. Go fuck yourself. was that your dream to be on a fucking limited series, or was it to get an Oscar, you piece of shit?
A fucking limited series would I'd fucking be incredible for me.
That for you, yes.
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 They're all doing it. They're all doing TV.
No, because everybody. It's
because it's actually better programming than it used to be, because it's cable, great. You can do real stuff.
But it's like now it's starting to get paid like you're a plumber or something. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like if you're just a working actor, you're, you know, it's not that great. Your health insurance isn't that great.
Right.
You know, it's not like every single person you see on TV is making a lot of money.
Yeah, but they still, I mean, look, the minimum, I mean, because of the union, I mean, it's for top of show is $8,000 an episode. I'll take $8,000 a fucking week any
sure.
day. I'll take
yeah.
it.
It's not enough for me. What? I don't know. I mean, with
Are
my
you
plumbing
kidding?
Business, yeah. It's like so much more than that.
You got to pay for Voss's jewelry.
Yeah. Listen, there's nobody better. I always get sucked into Bonnie's fucking shit. Half the time she fucking gets me. I'm like, really? It's not enough
yeah.
for you?
Rich told me yesterday, no one gets me.
I get
that was.
Yeah. He said likes wrong.
He says that quite often, too. When we were talking about the Opie thing, I was like, how did I get Opie? I'm not on Opie's side now, and I'm not on Jim and Sam's side either.
Right,
and he yeah. goes, that's what you do. That's what you're like.
Well, I didn't know we were on together. I just saw you walk in.
First of all, we booked this before that stuff happened, just to let you know.
I'm glad. Yes. So let's figure, like, what happened? Because you thought that we did something that we didn't do.
Hang on 1 second.
What's that?
Are you looking for a dick?
It's time.
I have the dick gavel.
For court.
Just in case.
Oh, good, good. Right. Thank
you. Do
you
want a talking
course,
stick, too?
No, keep that away from Jim.
Please, there's already one on my chair.
Yes, I think this should be bigger, actually, what's going on.
Wow.
I don't even know what I said on the show. I don't think you guys got us fired.
No.
I never thought that. I thought, I was angry about getting fired, and I thought that you guys were scheming behind the scenes and knew the whole time. And
I
talked
just say
to
one
Sam.
Thing? Can I say one
yes.
thing? Because I know your husband.
Yes.
And I've talked to your husband. So hasn't Jim. And I feel like he's responsible. Here's why. here's why. Because when all that stuff went down, you know, he starts yammering. You know, they went this and he did this and what the fuck are we going to do? And blah, blah. And you're like, well, I don't know. And you're like probably just calm or whatever. And you think, but then he gets you wound up and you're like, yeah, what the fuck?
No, no. Oh, this is the part that I should really clarify. All of these things I'm saying were not like really weighing on my mind, or I
right.
wasn't like, I would see you and Sam out. I thought we were all fine. Like I didn't think. Yeah. But it's like this, it's like hard as a comic. You're kind of being funny and you're kind of using real emotions and it all gets mixed up,
yeah.
right?
But I would never,
but
like.
But it's not big. It's not big at
okay.
all.
Okay, because I was like, to scheme again. Like, why would
well, Jim
I?
Said it was
but
big.
But I like to imagine you guys, honestly, like.
But why would we?
like in a comedic way.
I said yesterday, like, I was the best man at our wedding. Like, I would never, ever scheme.
Oh, no, no, not to scheme to get us fired. No, 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 no,
no.
No,
I
that,
love
that
Rich.
Was to get Opie fired.
I got you fired.
I didn't have to scheme for that.
No, I know.
Sometimes. Self-destruction will just do everyone's dirty work.
But I thought, I guess I just was like sort of, it was a little bit of misplaced anger, but it didn't go on for a long time. And then I just said it again yesterday for God knows why.
You know, Rich did ask me, why didn't I call? And I should have. And I told him I was sorry. But it was one of those things where you're not thinking, because in the very beginning, we are very worried about, are we going to be even in the morning? There was so much stuff happening
yes,
at that time.
Yes.
And then I asked Don Wicklund yesterday, like, why did that show go away? It was a funny show. I love the show. And he goes, it was Opie's budget. It wasn't that Opie got you fired, but what happened was that was considered under the budget of the old show or whatever.
I know.
And when
know
his
too.
Money got cut.
And I was mad at Don Wicklund, too. But I the last time I saw him, I gave him a big hug, and he He was super handsy, as he is.
But we had nothing.
That's what we think about him. Is it
me too? Hashtag me too?
None of it seemed to affect him.
He's you want to take out fucking Wiki?
I'm as inappropriate as I always have.
Hashtag me finally.
Hashtag what?
Hashtag me finally.
No, I love him. He's a
but
great
he's
guy.
A little handsy, or he's at. I mean,
no, he's just, he likes to be funny.
What?
And he's not good at that.
Right.
So it comes out as like, no, but
I said that about Weinstein too, right?
Yes, he was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
No, you know, I asked him yesterday, I'm like, what happened with that? Like, we don't even know. A lot of times people podcasts leave too. Yeah. Like, they'll be on for a while. Like I mentioned yesterday, like Burr, Rogan, Kevin Smith was going to come on.
It's called success.
But no, Sirius wants to own it. Yeah. And then a lot of times people just leave. Yeah. And they're like, no, we don't want to be here anymore. And they go to a network for more money.
A couple of the things I did have a problem with. I didn't hear the whole thing yesterday.
What do you mean?
You guys were like, did they get paid?
We didn't know. Some people don't.
Yes, some we got paid.
No,
I know, but
I found
me
out
and
from
Rich,
Don, but some people don't.
I mean, he's money hungry and I'm smart.
But maybe if you didn't get paid and then all of a sudden you said, hey, we can make more doing ads as our thing, you might have just left. Like, I didn't know what happened.
This is what happened. They wiped the slate clean. When Opie, when they were like done with Opie, everything, even my show. My show was on too. They played the replay of Here once a week, and I got paid for it. And I never got paid for it, by the way.
Oh.
They never gave me my money, and they wiped it fucking clean. I was supposed to get a certain check, a certain amount for 18 shows, let's say, that I signed. And then that's why me and Opie got into the fight too, because he was like, you never fucking, and I was like, I miscommunicated what he was saying, but they wiped the whole station clean.
Yeah, and that
because
and that,
let me tell you something.
That was
about,
not our decision. We have nothing to do with that decision making. Right. We only got mornings because he took off all that.
That is mine.
So,
yeah,
I just wanted to clear the air because it was like we would never have schemed behind your back to eat you forever. There's no advantage for us.
No. I just thought you guys were like scheming for fun.
No,
what? Like
I would hurt my
like
friends
scheming.
For fun. Like, I'm a dick.
No.
But
No, I mean, you guys are taking me too seriously. Okay. Again, Rich is right. No
you?
One gets me.
Who are you?
No one likes me.
We all love you.
I don't imagine Jim in any other way than scheming. Okay? That's just how I see you when I close my eyes at night.
That's why. No, all right.
Are you still joking?
Yes. No. She is. Yes.
Not about the, like seeing him at night.
Yes, but she doesn't mean scheming. She means black. Yes.
Listen, this is not to talk. You guys are good, right? Everything's good?
I've always been good. And then I heard that. I'd hurt my feelings. I'm like,
sorry.
No, she thinks I would fuck her for real.
Look, I don't think anyone's listening. The things I've said about you.
What?
I mean.
What? What? Can you look at each other, please?
I don't like
you. I love Jim. I would honestly. Yes. I have no. There's nothing on my end at all. Even some of the shitty things you said yesterday about
I didn't say anything.
What did you say shitty?
No, he didn't. He was actually.
The one thing he did say that did bother me. Well, you know what? Onto the rug.
Cool.
There was one thing. Now I just remember, I got to remember what it is.
What was it about?
Like.
But her. You said something about
you
her.
You said I had a huge vagina?
Yeah.
No, I said you are a huge cunt.
Oh,
No,
that
I wasn't.
That's
I
accurate. That's
I wasn't
accurate.
Even mad. I love Bunny. I felt
can you guys
bad.
Look at each other, please, and hug each other?
Come on. Aww. Aww. Pointing to fans.
I know. But as soon as Bonnie said hello, I'm like, all right, everything's fine. Like, you can just
we're
going
to take Reddit down with one hug at a time.
Hey, Maple. Also, the other thing that I find fascinating about this new world of podcasts and radio shows is that people will just like take something and send it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're not speaking into a vacuum.
Oh, yeah. Listen to what they said.
Yes.
They, a lot of times fans, and sometimes they're fans who are just being dicks and having fun, and other times they're truly assholes. They're trying to get things going.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes they're just letting you know what someone said. Like, we've been actually just been told things people said, and other times, like, you're just trying to get something going.
Well, right. Look, I actually saw.
Like, people send clips. I do listen. I can't help it.
Yeah, of course. But it's better to listen. Sorry, Bobby. It's better to listen because to not listen.
Both of you cocksuckers. Just talk over.
No.
This is my show, you fucking cocksuckers.
But
I got a resentment.
But to not listen, a lot of people, I'm not going to say any names, people I used to work with would react without listening. And it was like, that's not what the person said.
Yeah.
What you used to work with?
Yeah, but you can't react
Kenny?
Like a dope. Yes.
Oh, I didn't listen.
off a headline. Yeah.
It's a weird thing, though. A fucking whole thing had come to an end. Opie and Anthony was the biggest thing around for a lot of us. Huge.
Sure.
The virus festival, the shows, the things we did, to all these parties, and And then the podcasting thing blew up on that network, and we were all kind of helping each other out doing these shows, and then it's gone.
And it was just a funny show.
It's fun.
It really was a funny show. I mean, it was, I'm happy to, whatever. It was
one of the funniest.
Yeah, I'll say that in hindsight, yes.
Because it was all about, the one thing it was about fun. That's it. It was just about going in, having fun.
Yes, serious being ridiculous.
Stuff, being ridiculous, smashing each other, having a good time, mm-hmm. walking out of there going, dude, that was so fucking funny. It wasn't.
And people appreciated it. Like, you guys, I mean, I remember the first time I did O&A, I think it was like, not even, what's the one before Facebook?
It was like the first time I just started getting massive amounts of
you're great, you're funny. You know, it's nice.
It was fucking great, and now it's over, and it's all split up and all over the
it's
fucking
crazy
place.
How the fucking, it is crazy how it, we all knew it would end. We never thought we'd get 10 years on satellite. We figured it'd be over by 2007. So the fact that we got to 2014 is fucking a miracle.
But it's weird how the
I remember somebody telling me about it way early on, and I was like, that's stupid.
It's weird how the fans split. Like they like when you're in this whole thing, it's just the O&A fans. But then when it split up, I didn't realize how they were like, some people just like them, some people like him, some people, and this everybody hates fucking everybody. Everybody has hatred. Like, I can't believe there's people that don't like you.
Oh, I believe.
Oh, I believe that. let me answer this one.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though?
Sure.
It's like.
But you learn to get, I've been getting bashed for 17 years on message boards, like since 2000 when I
but
first
went
on.
But your fans, or that whole culture's fans, that's what gets scary, because you just, like, even our dust up, it's like people be like, they're siding with you, so they're being mean to me or whatever. I mean, it's possible there's somebody that's siding with me.
I'm sure there are.
I don't know. But it's like you forget, like, any little thing, they're ready to come at you.
You know what it is? Because that thing that would focus all of them, which was the show, which was replayed all day, it's not there anymore. A lot of them are fans who are just disappointed and angry at us. A lot of them are people who were never fans. They hated us and
they
now are enjoying it.
Oh.
Yeah. And a lot of them had nothing to do with it anyway. They're just coming over because it's a great troll site.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. I mean, it's the meanest place on the internet is the O&A subreddit.
Yeah.
But there's some really, really funny guys there.
Well,
there's some fucking horrible.
Mean and funny do go together.
There's very few of them that I actually hate. There's a couple of them who I really hate.
I did a Ask Me Anything on the Reddit.
Yeah.
And it was, I told them, just for laughs, I told them, I go, this is going to be horrific. You know that. They're like, no, it's going to be fun. I was like, no. I'm not Brian Regan, okay? I'm not fucking Russell Peters.
Right.
This is going to be fucking evil. And I remember the lady was sent a text message like, I don't understand. They were so mean to me. There
was
so many fat
Reddit
jokes.
Mean?
So fucking whale jokes.
Mean.
There was...
But
was
a lot of them, just, a lot of them just have a mean sense of humor. Like, there are people who are just fucking being dicks just because it's funny to be a dick.
But some of them are funny.
Some of them
are
really
made
funny.
Me fucking laugh.
There's
well,
very
yeah,
few
that's
of
the
them.
Thing.
There's very few of them.
If it was about someone else,
I really hate. Like, there's a couple of them that I think are genuine scumbags.
Yeah.
But the majority of them, it's like, he's being a dick.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just fucking being shitty just because it's funny to be shitty.
I like when Patrice was around. He'd have Block Mondays. Was it Block Mondays or
Block? Oh.
Where every
sure
Monday-
it was Block?
Every Monday he would. I just looked over at my fans. They're from Gryffindor.
Gryffindor?
I got these
they
two.
They really are.
They really are, like, elf like, and then the fucking protector. What the fuck?
Are you guys Bobby fans?
Well, yeah. Well, you'd have to ask him like that. And
are you willing to sign an affidavit?
Yeah, put your headphones on. Are you and your husband don't wear fucking headphones? And your husband spends the whole podcast going, what? What'd you say? Well, I mean, look, it's over. Everything comes to an end. And it's a weird, I mean, Stern's not going to be on someday.
And a lot of his fans have had the same issue.
Yeah.
Like, they've gone over it. There's, like, anger between Artie and him, or between Stuttering John and Artie at times, or Stuttering John and Howard.
They get involved, and
every show like that, that has that level of volatility and that level of hardcore fucking animals
fans,
listening to it, they're all mad. A lot of them are mad at Howard because he cleaned up a lot of the old stuff and he does celebrity interviews. They're angry at the way he's, you know, it is what it is. People just get pissed off and they want it the way it used to be.
Yeah.
But back in 2007 and 2006, people would tell us, you guys fucking suck. You were funny on NEW and you're shit now. We heard that from the minute we got back on satellite. So it's like, wherever you are, people are like, you were funnier then.
What? I don't understand it, though. It's just, it's fucking hilarious. All we're doing is try to entertain people.
We become the, like, the professors in, of the world or something in people's minds. Like, we're supposed to have all the right answers all the time.
Yeah. It's weird. We're just trying to fucking have a laugh.
I'm just a person, dude. Yeah. Come on.
And there's so, the fact that I get thumbs down on my YouTube page is, I don't, it's like, dude, as soon as the video goes up, there's three guys that immediately get the email, the new, and fuck you down.
They're probably guy whose girlfriend you fucked at the Comedy Cellar. They're probably, he fucked my girlfriend in the electric room 18 years ago. Thumbs down his shitty podcast.
That?
What?
Did you do that?
I've had a lot of sex in the
Bobby,
electric
room. Bobby, yeah, we were talking about
that
before you came in.
Yeah. That's why we had to put a lock on it.
Yeah, well, they had a lock on it, but I found the key.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah, there was a little key in there.
Is that room still there?
Yep, it's there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's there, but they had to take the
key. We took the key away. Oof.
I did the girls' bathroom one night, too.
Just once.
Yeah, I did it one night while the show was going on.
Do you have any worries about your past coming back to haunt you in today's day and age? Of,
No, because I was never that guy.
That's what they all say. That's what they all say. They're all like, I thought it was consensual.
The way my dick functioned, anyone that says I forced him, good luck.
But do you, as a dude, you've thought about it.
Every
right?
guy has.
Yeah.
Every male has. You. Most of my exchanges were financial.
Everything I do now, I put at the end, like, don't forget what you did to me. Every guy, just, I don't know if they remember or not.
That's
or
fucking scary. Listen to me. It scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, well, every guy has gone over their past. Every guy.
But there's nothing. My wife knows I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. I mean, she sucked my dick on our first date on a rock.
I heard she's a whore.
Yeah, she's a whore. She is. And now she has a house. Good for her. Fucking
she did
ball.
Great.
She did great. She got a beautiful young Max. Yeah. Fucking dirtball. Took it in the face. But I'm a piece of shit. I've done a lot of fucked up shit, but I never did anything to anybody where, you know, it was like I forced somebody to do something.
Does
but,
it scare you that these people can just twist things? Or
well, that's the thing is that someone can just say something and hundreds of people automatically believe them because they have a hashtag under
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
And there's no proof. There's nothing. And then you have to come out and say, no, you're lying. You're crazy. That right. never happened. And then but it doesn't matter.
But the thing is that anybody who's come out and been like, hey, that happened and I'm sorry, they're destroyed. And the people that like defend themselves and go, no, I didn't do it, they're like fine. They end up being okay. Like, it depends. So that's if somebody comes at you, just say you did.
Well, it's true because you're actually, it's weird to me that people just believe somebody because of a hashtag. It's fucking scary to me. You just put that there and, oh, this, get him, fuck him.
Right.
It's crazy. Right. The stuff that happened to Louis to me is crazy.
It is
such an overcorrection.
Tremendous overcorrection.
Oh, and the fact that nobody's acknowledging it, nobody in the business is acknowledging it, is fucking nuts to
because
me.
Because here's the problem with Louis, and Louis didn't tell us, and he will eventually when he's ready, mm-hmm. but he hasn't told us what his version is.
Yeah.
So all we have with Louis is what they said. And no rebuttal from him, so we don't know what his all.
I wasn't completely naked. I want people to know that.
Yeah, but he didn't tell us anything, so we don't have anything to fucking go on. Like I would love something from him to go on.
But if we went on the facts that they said, it's still horseshit.
It still seemed like not enough for a New York Times article. Even.
I was surprised that he got a Times article.
Yeah,
with
and
that
it's
stuff.
Like it seemed like even like
it's because he was the second person. I think.
And there was rumors for a while, but I mean, the fact that when I saw the
like
Times
the masturbation
article,
thing became its own sort of like clickbait.
I'm like, that's all like.
Well, he's also the biggest. Do you understand how big he is?
Yeah.
How and he,
wait,
had,
like, and he had a movie coming out the next day.
Not his penis, you fucking slut. Size queen. Stop doing it. Both of you guys, your eyebrows went up.
I'd love to see. I've seen Louis' penis once in Lucky Louie.
I saw it too.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was on TV. It was awful. It looked like it was being strangled.
It was not great.
You really got a good look. You remember
when you look at man on HBO's thing and he walked out of the bed naked, that was a weird thing for a sitcom. Your brain's in sitcom mode.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see some redhead chubby dude's cock.
That's exactly how those women felt. You just explained it perfectly.
Yeah, you might have a point, maybe.
It was tragic.
The biggest laugh I've ever seen in a room ever was on Lucky Louie. It was Rick Shapiro walking in nude at the end of something to get something naked. It's the biggest laugh I've ever seen anything yet because people were in that sitcom mode.
Right.
Yeah. They were there for a sitcom and they heard dirty language and they saw this fucking naked drug addict walk in.
I think that's why I mean, it was a great show, but I think that's why it didn't work.
It didn't work because of the critics. It got more and more views. I would talk to Louis every week. He said, we're actually going up. He goes, most shows go down after a few weeks. Like, he knew all about that. And he said, no, we're actually going up from week to week to week. More people are watching. But there was a bunch of critics that gave it shit. Same ones that love him now. And there was one critic. Well, yeah, but I mean, up until recently. There was one critic in the Daily News who went out of his way to hurt the show.
Really?
And I remember when it happened.
I kind of remember. Was
David
Biancoli.
No, he actually just wrote an article.
I just heard him talk about this, actually.
Who, Louis or the guy?
The guy.
Yeah, he was a real dick for doing that. There was no reason for it. It was already, you know, he'd already reviewed it.
Yeah.
But he was just going out of his way to fuck the show up. But HBO was dumb to listen to it. They shouldn't have listened to that.
Well, I mean, look, we would have never got Louis, the show on that.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it was a better representation of what Louis does.
I do, too.
Well,
of course you don't.
No, it was a better show than Lucky. Oh, yeah. I think Lucky Louis was very funny, but I think obviously what he did was this was...
Here's the thing, I remember after Lucky Louis, how tragic that was. I saw him up front with an 8mm camera, and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just... I was kind of sad. I was like... He's walking around with an 8mm. It's like, what the fuck happened? Dude?
He had like a film student.
He's so fucking ahead of the curve. He was just like, fuck it. I'm going to make my own little thing. And that was the opening of the first Louis with Chelsea Peretti. He was filming like a little short movie.
He had another pilot that didn't work after that. I'm almost positive. It was after Lucky Louis. He did something, I think, for CBS.
Yeah.
And it didn't go. But, you know, it's fucking, then he comes up with that.
It's just, I think it's so fucked up that no. I just wish he would talk. So we could all kind of get behind him and know
don't
that.
Don't you think he's going to come out with some like special that's going to address everything?
A lot of times for legal reasons, people don't talk because it gets tricky. And this is why Cosby didn't say anything. Because if someone says anything and if you deny it or if you say that's not true, they sue you for defamation.
Really?
Yes. That's how, and this is only my speculation, but do you guys remember when Oscar De La Hoya had those fucking phenomenal pictures of him in ladies' clothes?
Yeah.
I mean, he said, I think he first came out and he goes, those were photoshopped or whatever. And if I remember correctly, the girl threatened to sue him for defamation.
Well, like, how the fuck can you sue someone?
You're saying I'm lying. Like, she said that these pictures were real. He's saying they weren't. So she's like, by doing that, you're saying that I'm lying. You're hurting my character. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
So and then it went away.
But so it was real, though.
My opinion, it was real, but I don't know. And then it just went away.
I mean, when those photos came out, for a guy in that world to be in the boxing world, to be an ex-champion, to still be in the game, and then to have these come out... And nobody says anything?
Oh, but Kimmy was all over the place. Go back. He actually admitted it, Gabby. If you go back, too, you'll see.
I love it. And he looks good in it. And why didn't he? He should have just owned it from the beginning.
I'll tell you why he probably didn't just own it from the beginning. Here's my guess. And this is pure speculation. She had these photos. And something tells me that...
It was me and the fish.
Again, it's a complete guess. But something tells me that possibly finances were discussed. And then possibly it was said, no way. And then possibly this was the shot across the bow.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you see,
just wait.
I'm thinking there's more.
Right. Yeah.
That will now never
And where
out.
Do you get a whole jumpsuit fishnet?
I don't know, but it doesn't.
I didn't know that existed.
The gloves, the gloves are the worst part of that photo.
I know.
Take the fucking gloves off, stupid.
I know. He's like, no. I'll put on the heels, but I'm keeping
The Raging Bull, Jackie LaMotta. Jane LaMotta. Yeah, show the girl, though. Go back. There's one with him and her. The fucking girl is hot. She's like a Russian girl. Wow. Was
don't fuck with those Russian
no.
girls.
No. She went right there. Here? Holy fuck, was she attractive.
Yeah.
I know a girl that used to...
Look at the tits on a shirt.
But look at his little look at his little sack hanging out the side.
Yeah. And he's a man's man.
Don't show it. Don't show it.
He couldn't admit it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Is that the key, though? So if that happens to you, say you get caught with these photos, you dressed up like a girl.
Please, who cares?
Right? I mean, you just admit it. Yeah, that's it.
I could care less. I got a picture of my ass and thigh highs. My ass looks great. I've sent that out before. I'm not a cross-dresser, though. It doesn't do anything for me. I've tried it. It felt perverted, but it didn't feel like, ooh, look at me, you know. Look at.
I could never get into it.
Yeah, it's not my thing. A girl liked it, though, and she was spanking me, and she was being really dirty. And I was like, yeah, all right, I could kind of get into that, but...
Dawn gives me shit if I fucking...
I'd love to see you in a
If I wear her scarf. She's like, what are you doing? Take it off. Never mind her panties.
What are you doing with her scarf on?
Exactly.
It's cold. I had to go outside for a second. I wore a scarf
would
as
you,
a scarf.
Would you ever wear her panties? Would she like it?
No. First of all, you wouldn't
How
even
would
see
you
them.
Do that?
I wouldn't even know if I had them on. I'd have to stand on my head for you to see your panties on.
Would you let Rich wear panties if he wanted to?
I mean, I would, but he annoys me on so many levels.
Bonnie, I don't know how. I'm married. I have a wife.
Yeah.
I have a kid. I don't know how you do it.
You are a saint.
I'm being punished for something. I don't know what it is.
What did you do?
I'm telling you what, I'm not giving up. I will not cave in on this. I may have made a bad decision, but I'm sticking with it.
I don't
to the end.
So you'd be annoyed if he wanted to wear panties?
Well, I honestly don't think that's such a bizarre thing.
Yeah, you see his hats?
Like, yeah.
Look at De La Hoya in the hat behind you.
Have you seen his rings yet?
Yeah. Listen.
Oh, the rings.
His rings. I can't. It's
better than the lady bracelet. Oh, the lady bracelet.
The lady bracelet. I
was
like,
horrible.
Oh,
what's he wearing
God.
Jewelry for?
Oh, yeah, no, I think he's transitioning from the fingertips back.
Oh my! They look like turtle feet.
It's horrible.
Oh my God.
He does not have ring fingers. He has short hands. No.
But you know what?
Oh, my God. Game of Thrones hands. It's terrible.
I think he looks like he's selling rings, like on the street.
So it's bad. This is why it stinks. It's all the same ring.
It's weird.
All on one hand.
He's got three of the same, but he's got another one on it.
Oh, my God. He does look like a turtle. Holy shit.
I don't know, bad. I catch him looking at him all the time.
Do you think he thinks he looks good in them?
He's always looking at his hands. He's like,
if someone could Photoshop rings onto that turtle foot, that would
be
the best.
Can I just say something?
Look, one day you got a tattoo, and then he's like completely covered in tattoos. He gets a ring, he's gonna have 100.
Sure.
I don't know what's next. I said to him the other day, is it gonna be capes? What is it? What's coming?
Can you tell him you don't like the rings?
I say, stop making me look at it or talk about it. You can have them. I'm not going to, you know.
Does he make you
talk
about
them?
Be
who you want to be, but I can't. But he wants to have a discussion on how great they look, and I can't do that.
Do you think they look great?
What?
Do you think they look great?
No,
they're horrible.
I don't wear any jewelry at all.
No, me neither.
The fact that he spent that much, thousands of dollars on these stupid, the same ring over and over.
He's got,
his hands, that should never have a ring on his hands ever.
He spent thousands of dollars?
Yeah, there's diamonds.
I don't ask him how much.
There's diamonds.
And he has another one on his other hand.
On the other hand.
Same thing.
I think he might be addicted to the negotiating part.
Does he negotiate?
But he has to get something out of it at the end. So he gets those shitty rings.
You think he does?
Wait, he negotiates when he goes there? Like
he goes to the diamond district.
He negotiates pizza. Yeah, how much for a slice? I got $150. That's old. Dude.
I love Voss though because he's so honest. Like
he doesn't know to hide that addiction. You know what I mean?
He sees somebody touch the inside of his cup when they're getting his coffee.
Oh yeah.
But could you cut your hands out of my cup? Like, I love that he'll do that. I admire that.
Yeah. The other day, we were getting, last night, we were getting coffee at Dunkin' Donuts at the drive-thru, and the guy, so he orders the coffee, and then the guy goes, okay, drive up. And Rich goes, oh. I go, wait, why? What got you mad there? It's hard to know sometimes. He goes, he didn't tell me how much. I go, he didn't say the amount to you? That's all it takes for him to get angry.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was like, you're keeping everyone to such a high bar.
Does he ever embarrass you? Has he embarrassed you publicly interacting with people?
Jim.
I mean with anger, like where he's like mad at them for doing something? Because Voss will get mad. It always makes me laugh.
He got mad. We were after O&A one day. We were walking to the, whatever, there's this Jewish place you can eat in the Diamond District upstairs. He took me to it. It's a great place. But some guy was protesting Israel. And he got into a fucking huge fight with the guy. He's like, yeah, they fucking murdered 6 men. He started going into the Jews. And the guy was like, fuck you. And Voss was going to kill him.
Yeah, it's one of his buttons. Like, I made a joke. Like, oh, my God. Yep. One time I said in a meeting, I was like joking around. I go, because I know how Rich feels. I go, I feel sorry for the Palestinians. And the woman goes, me too. And I was like, oh, shit. We got to leave.
Did he say anything or no?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he heard it. I think his focus was elsewhere, but I was scared.
But I want to say this, though. There's nobody that makes me laugh. I mean, I will fucking hang with Rich. I will do radio with Rich every single fucking time. I love doing radio with him. I just don't know how
you live with him? I don't understand.
I'll tell you this. Honestly, he's a lot of work. It's like emotionally draining all the time to constantly go over what his hat or his rings or how he looks or he's a legend or, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even joking. It's like, and you can say the wrong thing so easily. You know what I mean? He can get offended by, if you're like sometimes he'll upgrade.
Yeah.
He'll be like, sometimes he'll start like this. He'll be like, it was a shitty crowd last night, you know, whatever. And I go, you did great. He goes, I did amazing. Like, you know, like he's mad that you're not going like far enough, you know.
Let me tell you something, man. This motherfucker, I just don't understand that how your life, I was saying this before you came in, how some network, True TV or somebody, hasn't picked
it's insanity.
You guys up.
It's insanity because he's...
It like, should be a show.
It's crazy. You guys need a manager. It's crazy.
Your
to
two
me
daughters, you know, Raina, you, your friends, the road, the fuck.
They're always bickering, both funny. Oh. A podcast to start off every week. It is crazy. This has
like
fucking dumb show businesses. Show business is stupid. The fact that you guys don't have a show.
Just him.
Who? It's him.
Have you guys? I mean, how many times have you pitched the show and they? If you could, and no, you got to leave him out of the negotiation.
Yeah,
you
no,
know,
that's fair.
He's like, so what are we? Are we gonna? And you know, he fucking murders it in the room. Listen, can you get? If we got the show behind his back. If we all got together and got the show behind his back.
He doesn't even have to know. He just has to be, and it'll be hysterical.
Well, just the day of we signed.
Why?
So that we could get you guys a show on TV.
Without
him spoiling it with his fucking paranoia and his shitty show business sense.
He's got a sixth sense about this.
Is he good in meetings, though? He's very so fast.
He's funny in meetings, but then he's like... He thinks he's really good. Rich won't admit that he's not good at something. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So he's like, I'm really good at meetings. And you're like, you could listen a little, you know.
Does
to
he
what
talk
other
too
people.
Much?
Yes. I go, let them be the first people to talk. Just hear what they're going to say. Then we'll pair it back what they want. And then we'll say we have it, you know, whatever, these little tricks. And he just goes in and starts literally, I hear phrases that I've used on him. It's just anything that...
He panics.
I don't know if it's panic. He thinks he's being really smart. He thinks he's showing people how much he knows.
But does he know that he's not?
Is he being smart?
Does he know that he's not that
smart? He's not dumb, but he's not.
Not dumb, but he's not smart.
He doesn't know.
But
he doesn't
tell,
know that.
He does this crazy thing where he will tell. He'll meet somebody who has a job that you don't know about, I don't know. He'll
FBI meet, profile.
He'll meet an FBI profile, and he'll tell the FBI profiler what his job is to him. I'm like... What, like, don't you think they think you're an idiot?
Well, he used to tell people he was an FBI profiler.
I know. So he would tell them every bit of information.
What? When he would play golf, he didn't want to say comedian, and he would tell people he was an FBI profiler. It's the greatest thing anyone's ever done.
How did we get through the word profile?
I can't pronounce it, but don't let that stop you from believing me.
I told him I was a profileer. No. It's my favorite thing that anyone's ever done is Voss playing golf.
Because he has three books that he references.
Yeah, John Douglas and probably Robert Ressler. And there's no one probably ever believed him. They're probably like, really? Well, sure. Put the Green Mile Killer. Oh, shut up. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
He is a fuck. There is nobody
but
on
it's
that, the
but
fucking
it's,
planet like him.
But it's that lack of self-awareness that makes him funny.
Yeah,
that's why. Like, see, I don't want to ruin that.
But he's also so fast too. Like, and he's fearless when he's making fun of somebody. Like, until after this, like, was that okay? But he's really, really, he's lightning fast and he's mean.
I think it's, this is what sucks. This is what's
he's not even mean. He's angry. Like, that's real. You know what I mean? That's
I love
not like
it.
Just like
I love
he
it.
Has a mean sense
I
of humor.
I love it. I swear to God.
This is what's happening. With comics, though, that sucks is that. Oh, I gotta do another read in a second. This is what's happening with comics that I think I don't know if it sucks, but it's just the way it is. The way, like, Voss came in last night, you came in last night,
yeah.
Keith came. We were at the, I look around, all the table, every other comics are talking and laughing and.
Happy.
And me, Voss comes over to me, sits down. We immediately start trashing dumb Keith. And then Bonnie comes over and she's trying to have a normal conversation, just smiling. And we just look at her
smile.
Oh,
yeah, you guys
smile.
Were mocking me.
Her fucking community college smile course that she took where she was listening to Chris DeStefano. And she was like, mm-hmm, really? Oh, right? We just started having just hilarious fun.
But you look over at the other place, like comics are starting to say, like, oh yeah, that's good. Like, yeah, cellar table stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, yeah. It's a negative.
I had a kid come
up. Negging you, man.
It's a negative. Yeah,
I
it's
just
a negative.
Heard that.
Like, yeah, all right, yeah, good for you with the cellar. Yeah, not everything's a cellar table.
Yes,
like,
yes.
These young comics now, what we did for fun, they're like, fuck you. Because they can't play or they can't take it.
No, because it's
too many emotions.
Yeah, and it's so old school in that, like, they, you know, they're probably on the tail end in high school not being mean to anybody. No bullying. Yeah. You know, they're probably...
Is that going to affect fucking funny?
Yes, yes, but, yeah. Absolutely, because they have no skin, none.
Yeah, it really is. The cellar table was just a bunch of nothing, pieces of people making fun of each other, just friends, mockies. Everyone does it.
Put on an item of clothing and be like, can I take it? Okay, yeah. Is this hat worth it, the beating that I'm
I've thrown out
get?
Clothes and fought with my wife because she gave me the okay on the sweatpants. Literally, you motherfucker. And I, in the trash, she's like, what, they look good. And I've had my feelings hurt. I've been hurt, but sure. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, no, it's fun for a minute, and then it's like, then you keep laughing, and you're like, when is it going to end? It's like at some point, I've had it for like 20 minutes, just being like, ha, ha, ha.
I had a 45-minute smashing from Keith Robinson and Patrice O'Neill in fucking Amsterdam.
But it's
in
so
a van
fun for everyone
that
else.
Almost made me cry. Yeah. Literally, they were laughing so hard, and the guy who booked the show, who didn't laugh all week with us, had to pull the van over. He was laughing so hard at the smashing. I was looking out the window at like fucking just a canal, and I was just like trying to smile, but I almost cried.
Tears.
I
was
it hurts.
I was so
it
mad and sad because it was like, I just wanted to go enough. I just want to go enough.
I know.
And they wouldn't stop.
No.
And I had to
just
take it.
You just have to keep laughing. That's
I just had
key.
To keep take. I had to take it. And finally, we got to the place because I wore a black polyester shirt with black polyester bell bottom pants.
What?
I didn't know they were bell bottom
until you
until
put
I
them
bought
on.
Them, and it's all I had. So it looked like I was wearing an evening gown. Woo! I heard them as I walked out of the hotel. I heard them in through glass going. Remember Patrice's laugh.
I know that feeling. Oh. Like walking into it. Like,
and you have to get in the van. You want to just go back into the room and. Keep...
I could. Yeah. I gotta get rid of that van. I sat there and I remember like leaning out the window, just like, just like, come on, man. And.
But you know, it's like you learn stuff about yourself too, because I remember one time getting in the car after a beating and then being like, to Rich, is that what people like? One of the jokes was Colin Quinn goes, I bombed so bad I thought I was married to Rich Voss. And I was like, is that what my thing is? Is that like you start to question it? It's like all of a sudden people start making jokes about your breath. You're like, oh, what?
Well, they kicked me, they made fun of my axe, me fucking a stool so much, I had to become a better comic. Like, I remember one time, Maceo picked the stool up and pretended it was a beer, and then someone yelled out, ah, he just drank the stool Bobby fucked. And you feel like shit.
I yelled it.
It was you. Yeah. Okay.
Was it? I just want to take credit.
I think it was.
I don't remember.
No, it might have been you.
I'm just taking the credit for it.
Take it. It's hilarious.
I tell you.
I made it up.
It's, like I had a kid say to me, I was busting balls with him. I was sitting there, whatever. I go, come over, you fucking idiot. So, what is everything going to be a cellar table? I'm just fucking relaxed. I'm having. It's like, ugh, what a fucking.
Yeah. Was he just trying to joke with you?
No, he was just like, not everything's got to be the cellar table.
Is he a comedian?
Like, we can have serious moments. And it's like, yeah, dude, I know that. And if, you know, but
you know who used to be in charge of comedy was good comedians. That's who used to be in charge of it. And the clubs would book people based on, you know, who the
you're
good
funny,
comedians like
funny.
If you wanted to move up, you had to get the good comedians to like you.
Yeah.
And then you also had to take a beating, and you also had to there's got to be some kind of word for it where it's like a self sort of autocracy something.
What?
Self-autocracy maybe.
I don't know what that is.
Self-policing.
Can you Google it?
No, no, I'm making up a word because I don't know the word for it. Well, I'm just saying there's got to be something where you
I mean, you guys are young comics. You guys are young. But you've always been, you've had, like, I've known him for years from San Antonio. You've always had old school respect. Like, you've always been very nice, very cool. You know what I mean? But I feel like the younger, this generation coming up is like... Like I said at the beginning of the show.
There's a fucking entitlement.
And I don't want to sound like an old cunt because I know I'm insecure. I know I'm a fuck. I have respect issues. I understand my fucking horse shit. I get it.
You have respect issues?
What? Don't fucking interrupt me, man.
How could you have respect
my
issues?
My show, Jim! It's my show!
No, I know. How would you...
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Whoa. You're stealing my shit.
I'm sorry. Can you not put that on the... You got to block that or something, right? Yeah. We're not live. Are we live?
You have respect issues?
Can you do it again?
I have... No. No, because I wanted to go deeper.
I wanted to see your technique.
My technique.
Got a little glimpse. Just a little glimpse.
I know.
Aggressive? Why is that turning me on? Two women in here want to see me just suck a dick.
You just do that one more time. You know,
we're going to edit that. We'll get a little Jim file of that.
Why am I filling up? Why is this? I will suck a dick for you girls. Yeah, if you promise not to tell my wife. I understand. I do have respect issues. Yeah, I think... one of my main things, because I got so abused as a kid that I am my biggest fear. And because I've crawled out of that hole myself and got to where I am myself, really with, you know, whatever, respect is always that thing. And I got to be careful of that because Jim.
Oh my God.
I so hope this next generation, I hope they carry the fucking torch.
They're not going to.
Please don't fucking be nice to each other.
Right.
Please don't respect each other. Please don't. I hope it's not this fucking fluff-a-nutter.
It's not an acting class, man. This is comedy.
Yes. Look it, that's one thing. Actors have always been different than us.
Yes.
They've always been over here, and they don't get us. They don't fuck around like us. That's why comics, we're kind of untouchable.
I am.
Well, look,
unwatchable.
After years of training.
We're the untouchable couple. I don't know. It's just because we're so honest on stage with what we do or in our personal lives.
That's why I'm calling my new tour Take No Prisoners.
Mm. Is it really?
No. Now, my new special, I know what I'm going to call it. Right?
What are you going to call it?
Edgy as I Want to Be.
And then it's like you on the literally on an edge of
with
something.
A microphone.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people going, don't say it.
Caution tape.
I can't stand it. I really hate it.
Why?
I hope that, you know, that it's not a fucking, it's not over. I hope it's not over. I think it might be, though.
I think your call to meanness, though, is I think you need to speak that more.
What?
You know?
Boy,
you're getting the younger comics to be mean to one another.
Can I say something, though? I don't think
sure,
you have
Bob.
A problem. I don't think I know that's going to disappear after the show. You just wanted to feel the girth and the weight of it.
Oh, I laugh at it. Let's go with that. I don't get more than 100 for this.
Shit. I think they can give it. I just don't. Like I say it all the time. You can bust balls. That's why I love your husband. And I say this about him all the time, is that Rich Voss not only can give it like the best, he's one of the fastest he takes it like nobody else.
Yeah.
He will laugh and fucking take it. And that is the key to fucking being funny.
Right.
If you can't take it, then fuck you. You'll say something to somebody, and they'll say something to you trash, and you'll say something back. They're like, that's not true.
Right.
I know, you fucking.
No, it's
fucking
the worst when someone takes your insult literally.
And then they give you a real answer.
Like, yeah. But that's their comeback, too. No, that's not true. I have a lot of fans. You fucking cunt.
It's like, you don't.
I want to hear your insult.
You fucking cunt. I don't care if you do. Shut up.
Because the thing is that you're supposed to, that's supposed to be a way of showing camaraderie and like friendship even, you right. know? It's like, you're not supposed to take offense.
You're not supposed to take offense, but I really, you're supposed
but I'm
to be
a lot more careful than I used to be.
Well, you're vicious.
I know.
You're very, you're.
I don't
you're,
know that I didn't, I just recently found out other people had feelings. Sorry, I didn't know.
You and your husband are two of the fucking.
That's why
funniest,
Rich, though we got married, honestly, because yeah. it's like, I thought about it once, is like, he can take me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would break somebody else.
You would break somebody else. Okay. You would.
Yeah. So
you definitely
there
would.
There you go. There's the secret to
how long
success.
Do you and Rich stay mad at each other for?
10 years?
No, sometimes not. Sometimes, I mean, there's a low-grade hatred at all times. but even in the middle of a fight, we can make each other laugh sometimes. Like,
really?
Sometimes, well, for me, I don't know if I'm crazy, but I have a hard time knowing what's real and what's not real a lot of times because we're joking and we're on a podcast and we're fighting and sometimes I'm crying and...
Yeah, what is
like,
that?
It gets weird.
What is that? Because you're not like this emotionless woman.
Right.
You do right. cry. Not you. Oh.
No, when I get really mad and get, like, yeah. I'll be like, this is what Rich, because I'll just be like joking around, having fun, they'll say something, I'll just get really mad and be like, that's fucking it, and I'll get him storm out. And,
yeah, you've got me a couple times. You made me fucking mad a couple times. You got me.
I did.
Oh, a couple times, yeah. But it was good because because
are you going to go on Jim's show?
I'm the one who got you fired.
Oh my God.
I was like, get these cocksuckers off the air. No, I remember one time when I was having you on my first live YKWD in Gotham. It was supposed to be you and Voss, but Voss had to cancel because he had a gig.
Right.
And I had, what's his name? DeBenedict, what's his name? Who played your played? He did Voss.
Bob DeBono.
Bob
DeBono. Hilarious.
Was Voss the whole time? Went up and did 10 minutes as your husband. Yeah. Did his act.
He's so good at doing it.
And
really
then sat
freaking.
Down as Voss for the whole podcast. He couldn't come out of it. It was the fucking greatest. But I'm look. I've never done these before. I'm panicking. I'm trying to get everything right. I want it all, and I'm doing everything myself. And I'm videotaping. And then Bonnie comes out, and you're like, relax.
Oh my God. Oh, don't ever say relax to Robert Kelly. Ever.
If you want me to relax, don't
say
fucking
that.
Tell me to
trust
relax.
Trust me, I know.
It does something in me. It starts a fire. I just go, you motherfucker, relax.
Because normally when you'd hear that, it would be a man whispering it into your ear. Relax.
It might be associated with that.
Jim can add it. It's like a superpower. He can add a gay joke onto anything that's happening. Yes.
Which is basically just one of my own truths with LOL after.
Oh, shit. I almost threw up on that one.
Do a read. Settle
yes,
everything down.
Yes, I actually have this. This is a great gift for somebody. If you have somebody you really love, a couple, a friend, a lonely person, Brooklyn, and I actually have these sheets. I got them from them for nothing. Then my wife went back and actually used my code and bought two more pairs. And we got some for people for Christmas. I love them. Softest sheets I've ever had. And I'm not even joking. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. You should make it count. It's time to switch out that bed and bag set from years ago. Start getting better sleep with better sheets. It's a fact. If you have better sheets, you get better sleep. With Brooklinen.com, you get the high-quality sheets and bedding you deserve without the luxury retail prices or overwhelming big-box store shopping experience. Sleeping on a great sheets is easy way to upgrade your life and your nightly routine. It helps you feel more well-rested every day, but the high-end quality bedding is always marked up. Guess how much, Bonnie?
Guess.
100%.
300%.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You go to Macy's.
I did something crazy, and it was even crazier.
It's crazier. But by the time it reaches the stores, Brooklyn makes a quality luxury sheets for everybody at affordable prices. It's affordable bedding for every single person out there.
Ooh.
Brooklyn, it was founded in April 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich Fullup, on the philosophy that people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without the luxury prices. Brooklyn Sheets were named a winner of Best of Online Bedding category at the Good Housekeeping. Brooklyn and All Season Down Comforter was rated numero uno. Norton, you love good sheets.
Ooh. I really do. They're more comfortable at the rallies. Oh, wait.
I love Brooklyn and sheets, so you try these sheets. I know you'll love them, too.
Oh, my
God. They're unbelievable sheets. They have versatile colors and patterns and all kinds of stuff. This luxury bedding is underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. I'm not joking. For all you truck drivers that listen to my show, you lonely son of a bitches that live with your mother in the basement, get these sheets. They have them in all sizes, twin mattresses, full, whatever you need, a king-size bed, all you couples. I love these sheets. Get them. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer for my listeners only. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WhatDude at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklyn is so confident you'll love these new sheets. They offer a 60-night risk-free satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way you get the $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code WhatDude at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code WhatDude. I really do use those sheets. I love them. I love them. I love sleeping through the night. I love when the sheets are like high quality. You ever go to a really fancy hotel
and
you
sheets,
get into the bed, you're like, fuck, what is this?
There's certain hotels, here's what they do. Anyone that puts starch, there's certain brands of hotels I can't use. Like, I can't stay at a W.
Why?
A Westin, because there's something they wash the sheets with. It's the same corporate owners.
So you stay at an
every
M?
Company uses it. What's that?
Could you stay at an M? W, because it's a woman.
Oh.
Sorry.
I didn't know what you meant.
I really just stressed on that one.
Better than an N.
Jesus Christ.
Different hotels.
Are you guys still doing the ad?
Yeah, no, we're done. We're
out. Oh, because I found my friend Kate texted. It's self-regulated meritocracy. Remember I said like it?
Yes.
Our business, yes. We're supposed to be good for each other and keep each other in check.
Well, it's true, but there's one thing, like actors, if you notice actors do interviews, it's the when I was doing interviews and we had to do the sex and drugs and rock and roll thing, and we would do these interviews, I always was trying to be funny and goofy and silly, and then I watched these actors do these professional interviews, and I'm like, oh, shit, and they would never air my shit. Like, my stuff would always get cut up a little bit, and they would air these other, because there's a way to do them, and right. Being goofy or funny, they want... It's almost like a late night set. It's like more fat you cut off, the better it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't say it.
Mm-hmm. It's a word.
But your eyes lit up like a lizard who just saw a fly on a fucking leaf. it's crazy.
It's what? It's better to be...
I think that comics are becoming more like actors. I think they're becoming more corporate or, like you said, maybe the generation...
Or is it the audience? That the audience is only accepting a certain formula and voice? Is that an issue?
I don't... I think that's an issue.
The problem lies entirely
because I read all these emails.
Because the funniest guys... Hashtag, I don't agree with you. The funniest comics out there right now have nothing to do with that political correctness.
I walk right up on stage and I'm like, if you guys got any hang-ups, leave them at the door.
But yeah, the most famous, funniest comics out there right now have nothing to do with that.
political correct horse shit. I think it's that it maybe it's generational. Maybe the new generation that is millennials are more sensitive and they don't want to be mean to each other and they don't want to fucking bust balls with each other. They want us to come down and sit down and have a conversation and say, hey, man, you're really good. Oh, thanks, man. You too. Mm-hmm. And blah, blah, blah. And all right, I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Take care. I think that maybe that style of comedy is in right now.
But there's always been comedians that are two cents. Like anything else. Like there's plenty of them that are probably still shitty and mean to each other. You know, it's like, yeah, there's plenty in our generation that were just like, oh, okay. They didn't like to tease each other. Not everyone likes to make fun of each other. Even, you know, it's like,
yeah, but it seems like, though, like this table thing, like we do the fucking table.
Using it
just because it became
a pejorative sense.
It just became a thing.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, we're not trying to make it a table. We're just trying to have fun, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It just became a thing. Like, you know what I mean? It was like one of those things where Tough Crowd came from it, and a lot of then it just became a thing people talked about. But you know, when people were hanging out there, everyone was just sitting there talking shit, eating.
Yeah, I think they want it over. I don't think they don't want to fuck with each other anymore.
Well, I mean, they even used it in that guy, whatever his name is, used it in his article.
Who? Yeah, but that.
Oh boy, did he get a beating for that?
That was amazing.
Did he ever back up on that? He got pounded and.
No. Yeah, I started to feel bad about
it. Oh, I didn't.
Oh, no way.
I didn't listen to it though.
It was great. You should listen. Voss
You're
was
friends
great.
With him, though,
Voss
right?
Voss was great.
Yeah. No.
I thought you were friends with him.
Serious?
No. I tweeted out that he was a jackass for writing that.
Oh, what
and
the
then
fuck?
And he was wrong.
Why did he?
Yeah.
He was just ill-informed.
Yeah.
And he should have been an adult and went, I was wrong. I didn't know what I was talking about. I was reacting to an impression I had about something. We've all done it, but he was wrong.
Yeah.
But he had the balls to go on there. He had to have known that was not going to be good.
No, but
he had to walk in and just understand.
But then again, Noam offered him a spot and he didn't take it.
And he didn't take it.
It's like, you're a stand-up. This is the... And Noam is a pretty straight guy. Like, he would have said, if he liked you, he would have used you.
It's a lot of pressure, but I totally would have done it.
This is your job.
Everybody says that.
But if you do it... Comedian. If you do it and you bomb... Because one thing that he said on that to the black girl who was kind of siding with him...
Joelle
was kind of siding with, you know, it is... I come here, I feel uncomfortable. He's like... I don't care about race. I don't care about gay or whatever. Funny. That's all I care about. And then he was like, would you rather know that you're here because you're funny or because you're black or because you have a vagina or you're a woman?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, I'd rather know because I'm funny. And that he's like, well, that's why you're here. So you can't play the race card or the gay card if the reason if he's like, fuck it, I don't give a shit who you are. You're here because you're funny. I want the funniest people at my club. And you can't
blame
them. And
they mix it up. They mix it up. God, this, what are you talking about?
There's a lot of funny women. There's a lot of funny women.
And a lot of the people that other people don't know are gay. We knew.
Well,
long
until
before.
Fucking dumb Keith Robinson started outing everybody. Just was fucking outing everybody. He was going, what about him? And they're like, he's not out yet. But what about him? He's not out yet. They had to beep the whole fucking show. He outed fucking four people.
But the bottom
line
is.
There's actually more gay comics than any other kind.
He didn't fucking even say your name once.
Thank God. But, you know, it's one of those things where gay people aren't comfortable there. Gay people have been working there for years. And people that the public doesn't know. All the comics know.
Right.
They don't give a fuck.
Nobody cares about gay
people
anymore.
Knew Wanda was gay and bringing in her partner years before she talked about it.
No one cared. We all half the fucking straight comics at that table are gay.
Yeah.
We're fucking half gay.
Bob has held dicks and it's about Bob comment.
Yeah.
Well.
Where is it?
It's a lot of hand you're using.
It really too much? Is.
I get
too
in
much?
Trouble for that. Yeah. I've been warned again.
Well, you know your husband feels about hands. It's like anything big.
Yeah. How come your fingers touch around it?
That's why I think he has a big dick.
Yeah.
He can't jerk off. He's got to glue it to his palm and move it up and down.
Ah, shit. Oh, fuck. I just think that it's just maybe we're just getting old and it's done.
Yeah,
it's I think maybe this is what happens when we get older is you start hating.
You're supposed to hate the younger people because this way as we are on our way to die, we don't feel like we're going to miss much.
Is that it?
Part of it. That's why old people adore technology and the newer stuff. Because you don't want to see the great shit you're about to miss. Yeah, it's part of it.
Maybe it is part of it. It's just hard. Like I tell you, I was telling you this weekend. I said.
I hope I don't die before Mike Racine makes an album. I mean, is that what you're fucking getting at?
Who's Mike Racine?
I honestly tried to think of like a young comic.
Came up with Racine.
Yeah. Do you know who he is? Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. But I've heard his name.
Well, I was down at the beginning of the show. I brought two young guys with me this weekend, and the one guy that went up, he did his show, did great. And then, it's a theater. I'm fucking sold out. And I brought these guys.
Wow, which place?
It was only 20 people.
Okay.
Small theater.
Black box theater.
It's a puppet theater. For children during the day. I rented it out.
It was the Texas theater. Oswald jumped up and was a distraction.
I started $5 a ticket. but he's the host. He goes up, kills, and then at the end of his set, he goes, "All right, guys, thank you so much. It's all my time. All right, we got a couple more guys on the show for you tonight." It's like, dude, we're not in fucking Brooklyn.
What?
The fuck? There's not a. I'm not one of the.
Oh yes!
Guys.
Oh my God! This is, he was the MC. You're saying
MC?
Yes.
He goes, couple
yes.
more guys.
Yes. I have this fucking. It blows my mind that you guys hanging in there. We got a couple more. It's me and Rich. Like, they. That's who they paid to fucking see.
Rich called me up and he's like, "Dude, the guy in the feature act is selling candy bars."
Oh yes.
What?
He had fucking candy bars
with his face on them.
And he was on them. That was his
great
fucking
idea.
Yeah.
Where does he have a maid? That's an awesome
I wish
idea.
He was my feature. Yeah. Fucking eat his whole stash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come off stage, it'd be fucking 200 in his bag.
Yeah.
I'm selling quinoa after my shows. So, is that going to be...
I was like... And then this is what fucking irked me about your husband. Mm-hmm. He calls me up. He's like, "Guy, I call him back. He left a message." I call him. I go, "What the fuck? Are you kidding me?" He's like, "Hang on 1 second." I go, "What?" He goes, "Hang on." He walks out. He goes, "I had to go in the front lobby. He was in the green room with me." I go, "That's your green room. Tell him to
beat it.
Tell him you have to make a phone call. You just left your green room to trash him? Oh. Now you're in the hallway
right,
cold?
Right.
He's there comfortable with his fucking feet up drinking a fucking Voss water? You moron. Go kick that candy
I'm
bar Willy Wonka fuckface."
Because he's the one who's always telling me that I have to like... He goes, "You talk to them like they're your peers. They're not your peers."
Look, you don't have to. Yes. You don't have to. Yes.
I asked him where he was from. Sorry.
Well, look. No, you don't have to treat him like shit. I mean, you treat him good, but fuck. If I got to make a phone call, I'm sorry, guy. You got to get out. I got to make a phone call, and I'm not fucking going in a hallway. Well, you know, it's like the green room. Is your room, the headliner's place. Yeah. It's not a fucking comedy community room like it's a Tuesday. Where you fucking sit as the headliner to relax before you go on and have to go up after all the horse shit you have to go on after.
Yeah.
With the fucking guy selling candy bars.
Right.
And doing local horse shit, whatever the fuck he was doing to get to that candy bar joke mm-hmm. at the end. And then it's like, you got to go up at the end, you're getting a check spot, they're fucking drunk, they fly comics in at this point to give them the shittiest spot of the night.
I would like to know why they let the middle act go on so long.
Like, how long does the middle go?
Can I tell you why?
A lot of times it's 30 minutes.
Can I tell you why? Booze.
Yeah.
Do you sell more booze?
I know, because I go short, too. I'm always like, 45, I'm out.
I used to do an hour, hour and 10, and now it's like, it's almost like they broke me, because it's like, I don't want to I got to deal with this check spot. The check spot is so fucking mind-boggling that these clubs haven't figured out you don't need
just
to
don't
do it.
Just don't do it.
Don't
you
do it.
You don't need to
yeah,
do
why
it.
Why didn't do
you
it after the show?
Yeah. It's not like there's another show coming in 10 minutes.
I've actually said to clubs, can
the
you not
fuck?
Do a check spot? They're like, okay. And they don't do it and everything's fine.
Well, sometimes they'll do the check spot. Like, they'll start handing out checks. You're like, I still have a fucking half hour. You're like, wait, what's happening?
You do 45 pretty much?
Pretty much. Sometimes I do tricks like... I'll be like somebody in the audience. I'll be like... Oh, you getting tired? Like, even if they're not doing anything, and after I wrap it up, I say to the owner, "Oh, they were getting tired."
Have they ever complained you went short?
No, but I mean, It's always a concern for me. Like, can I go
doing the time? Yeah.
Yeah. Can I go that long?
It's funny. I do an hour, and it's like I still worry. Like, can I feel? Like, am I going to run out?
I always worry.
I always panic.
I've developed an OCD thing where I have to take my phone up, and I have to look at my phone every 10 minutes.
Or no, you just
and
have
I just
it.
Tap
by,
on it.
Just have it. What I do is I have someone shine a light on their face at 40.
Like, I
this way, I know
too.
It'll be out there.
Right.
I have
right.
A
that's what
light.
I do, and then you're when you in wrapping it up, you do an extra like 20 minutes or whatever.
But sometimes
saying your good nights is.
But sometimes those people are like a couple minutes late, you know what I mean? They get caught up doing something, and that couple minutes throws me down a spiral.
Then have a clock like, on the stage where you can see it. Have a clock by the side.
I do. I have my phone right on the
stool. No, you don't have to touch it. I'm just a clock that you can look over. They can't see
a
that
clock.
You can see.
I'm going to bring a clock.
No,
one of the clubs at McGuire's, you ever play that club? I believe it has a clock. I like that.
I like McGuire's.
I haven't so done do that I. room in 15 years.
I like New Jersey. I
fucking love it.
I like Philly, and I like Long Island.
McGuire's?
These are my people.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love McGuire's. I love Brokerage, too. It's one of my favorites.
Me, too.
God damn, what a great club. Pop in Friday night, Saturday night, two shows, gone. And the great crowds. Love them. Small little room. Mm-hmm. Fucking awesome. They've really kicked it up over there.
Yeah,
made
I agree.
Great clubs, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't think check spots. And I think that if we, as comics, were like, look, enough with these fucking check spots, you're literally shitting. We're getting everybody to the point. You got the first guy going up doing all his horse shit, you know, blah, blah, blah. The second guy goes up, supposed to focus them for 20 minutes.
Right.
Get them into jokes.
Jokes.
Not crowd work.
Right.
You guys drinking? I love this too. Oh, you got the joke bombs? Oh, you're here to see Bobby. He's coming soon. Don't fucking mention my name.
I used to do that.
Please don't mention my fucking name.
All the time.
I say that, I'm headlining.
You guys are waiting for the MC to come back up.
That's why I love theater gigs. There's no fucking check spot.
Yeah.
I did that Saturday night for James at the Comedy Shop. Ugh. Ross is doing it in a couple weeks. Out in Pennsylvania.
Ross?
Voss.
Oh, Voss. I think
Ross.
Yes.
Ross.
I probably did. I probably did. I'm a little tired. And I have had to pee for 3 hours. Unbelievable. Theater.
But you can't do crowd work in a theater.
Who cares?
Oh, you can. I mean, I go on, I do as much crowd work as I can.
I try not to do any. Because it's so easy to do.
Wow. I like to have that like cushion for time.
Really?
Yeah,
but you have 45 minutes.
I know that. But I get scared I'm going to forget a piece or something.
You should do. You know what you should do? Because I used to have the same problem. You should just go out one time, just do jokes, and see how far you get.
Right.
Yeah. Just do it. And who gives a fuck?
But also, I will say this. I don't go on the road every weekend. So then it becomes like Thursday night, you got to get back into doing that hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know.
There's a lot going into the road. They think you just go on the road and you're always trying to add new shit. Thursday night, you got to whale it out, see where you're at. Friday night, first show, you got to make sure that crowd's not fucking cool and not fucked up.
Right.
Second show Friday usually stinks because they've been waiting around. They're tired. They drank.
Yeah.
Saturday night, first show's awesome. Second show's a fucking hit or miss.
And if you have a Sunday show, it's...
But then you add a check spot into that, you're fucked. And these clubs don't have to do it. Stop with the fucking check spot. Stop. Your waitresses will fuck. Just put a guy at the door. Stamp receipt to leave. One person at the door. You cannot leave unless they have a stamp receipt. Nobody from your party.
Or just bring the MC back on and fucking drop the check when the fucking MC comes back on.
Fuck
what is that?
Right.
Stop logic.
Literally fucking you with 10 minutes to go, 15 minutes to go.
Right.
And you work so hard to get him there.
Right.
And you're.
Richo gave me this tip or whatever because I was always going into my closer on the check spot. It was like such a disappointment. That's all for me then. Oh, well, I see you're doing something else right now, but good night. But he said just talk through the check spot and then go into it.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to fucking in the middle. Could you imagine what fucking other art form
in a
movie where they came in and just dropped the check and you missed fucking 10 minutes of the movie because you had to do math?
Well, now I feel like I've just, because they do that in movies where you can order food.
Yeah, but they don't do a check spot. They just leave it and you can pay at the end.
Right.
You can pay whenever the fuck you want.
That's true.
Oh, fucking silly. That's why I love these theaters. I would love to just do one-nighters. Not even theaters, just one-nighters.
Yeah, one Come show in, a night. That's the goal,
one
right?
One fucking show. Is there anything better as a comic than to do one fucking show?
Making a sick person feel better?
Nope.
Nope. Nope. I'd rather see him sick on Saturday as long as I'm home by fucking 11:05 on Friday.
Yes.
All right, check this out. Deepdiscount.com. This is one of my favorites right here. We were supposed to do this one in the front, by the way, in the middle.
Ooh.
It's all right. That was my fuck up, Gabs, not yours. I actually use this site all the time. I bought a DVD player. I know that's kind of weird, right? But I did it, and because, number one, I have a kid, but then I actually like these shows myself. I hate searching for these shows. Now I go to this site. Scroll down a little bit, Gabs. Where is it? Where the hell is it? Where the fuck is it? Hang on. Slow down. Where is it? There it is right there. Dunkirk, right there. I actually bought that. And there's a bunch of other, like, weird movies, like the Whales of August. What the fuck is that? American Gothic. Anyways, I go here all the time. I love the site. I buy stuff off it. Blu-rays. I got a brand new Blu-ray DVD player, and I love it. I go to the site. I buy this stuff for my kid. There's so many kid stuff on here that you can't get or you can't find or it doesn't stream right. It's just stupid. I hate it. And I love going here, buying it, having it whenever I want. Max loves putting in the DVD player, taking out of the thing. Deepdiscount.com. It's a loyal sponsor to my show. You guys have been great with them, so please support these guys. It's a great site to find tons of stuff without spending a lot of money. Go see for yourself right now. Go to deepdiscount.com. Just click their logo on my homepage at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and buy stuff. This way, you know. Just do that so they know that I sent you. Use the link on my website. That way they know that I sent you. My brain just fucking froze. I think my eye started quivering. I don't know what just happened. Did I have... I got to eat. I got to have some type of a tomato.
Like just what a an raw obscure tomato. Food to crave.
I don't know.
You know, I really want some bouillabaisse. What?
That's where they know I sent you. 4K Ultra HD movies on sale right now at even lower prices. Batman, Spider-Man, Kingsman, Transformers, and more. Yes, even the Lego Batman movie, which is one of the funniest movies out there. It's a kid movie.
Very funny.
I can't fucking believe how funny that movie is. I've watched it like 7 times. I try to trick Max because if I say I want to watch it, he's like, I don't want to watch it. I want to watch Harry Potter. Right. And I'm like, dude, Batman movie stinks. He's like, I want to watch that. I'm like, me too, motherfucker. Me too. Trick you little
parenting,
mindless 4-year-old.
Did you ever see Dead Man Don't Wear Plaid? That's one of the ones.
I did see that. Fletch
that's
Lives?
That's a what? Steve Martin picture.
Tits were all out of whack.
Lego Batman movie in Ultra HD is on sale right now. You know what I'm talking about. The movies you know you want to, you're going to watch over and over and over and over again. So just stop. Stop searching. Stop sitting through commercials or bad streaming. Is commercials mind-boggling? I can't do it anymore. Even when I DVR something, it's like, fuck, I got to push that stupid button. It stinks. Okay, so stop. Just go to deepdiscount.com and buy your favorites. Just do it. You can even buy new releases, too. Out this week, Blade Runner 2049.
Ryan Gosling, hot.
He is hot. I mean, who do you pick, Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Gosling.
Really?
For sure.
It's a tough one.
Thoughts?
Yeah.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Well,
yeah.
One can dance and is funny and good looking. The other one is just funny and good looking.
I used to say Ryan Gosling, hands down, but lately.
Ryan Reynolds has been
coming up.
Yeah.
Giving a good push for it.
Yeah. You know, as he's getting older, I like it. Yeah. Yeah, but I would have to. I'm kind of.
Get your cock out and put it in your mouth.
Ha 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 ha! Blade Runner 2001 is starring Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. Get your own copy now for a really great price at deepdiscount.com. Just click the deep discount logo found on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy your favorites. Watch it when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount. Shit, man. What a fucking show. So we're good. You guys are good.
Yes.
How great is that?
Of course.
Okay.
That was weird.
Because he looked so, but you might be tired. Right?
I am exhausted.
No, normally you'd be sleeping or something.
No, no, I'm weird. I mean, the afternoons I crash, man. I'm just tired. Yeah. No, I love Bonnie.
Yeah, you need to get more lentils, I think, in your diet.
I probably do.
Can I talk to you about the benefits of a plant-based diet?
I'd love to.
Man, sometimes it's so funny, too, is that one simple conversation or one little phone call will just clear the... There's nothing, because we know...
If only the world.
Well, but I think that it's just sort of...
Bonnie,
like
I was talking.
Radio bits. Stuff,
I know what?
I don't know if you know what time it is, but it's time's up.
Oh my god, I had booger came out of my nose. Oh, I got it. I just swallowed it.
Yes.
I just made Hagrid laugh. Nothing. All right, thanks. Nice talking to you.
Bonnie, you were saying?
I just felt bad.
It's a little bit radio bits, right? Like, I don't take it that seriously.
No.
I don't think you guys take it that seriously.
No, I mean, it's like you're talking, but it's also, you also know that you have to wrap it up in a way that people want to hear it, too.
Right,
But I meant it like I was like, oh, I hope she doesn't think I'd fucking get her fire. Like, I would never. Right.
No.
It's probably, did I really say that?
Well, yeah, you're like, I always thought they had something to do with it or something like that. But I was like, for real, like, I wouldn't want Bonnie to think that I would ever plot, like, especially as close as I am to Rich, like, I would never... Do anything to hurt his career or your career.
Look at you, though. You look like a plotter.
I am. What's the word my father would call me? A scheming cum dumpster.
You are. That's how I think of you. Me and your father. We always think of you as a scheming cum dumpster. No.
Gross. A cum dumpster.
So I know that there's a little bit of truth in all of it or whatever, but it's like not like.
Well, no, I'm just glad you don't think that.
I don't think that.
Yeah, we would never.
I've known you for years and years and years and years, and we've never.
Yeah,
you made me cry one
time. Why?
I
introduced you to Rich. Oh.
Why did he make you cry?
Do you remember that at that festival?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
We were just over the first one.
What happened? I don't remember. Tell me which festival.
I went there with Rich. It was before we got married. It was before I didn't really want to tell people yet. You know what I mean?
What, did you fucking
you?
Gave
I
up?
Knew early because you.
Yes. Did you settle for less?
I was like.
We were on Last Comic Standing together.
He's a bit of a cock block, you know what I mean?
No. How did that make you cry?
I don't know. You started yelling at me at breakfast when we were all waiting. You don't remember any of this?
No.
You yelled at her?
Did we argue
at
breakfast?
Yes, you, because I was like talking to the booker about why they chose to put whatever they chose to put for, the write-up for me. And I said, I just did Letterman. Like, you should put that in there. And it wasn't like we were having an angry conversation or I was yelling at her or anything.
Yeah.
I was just saying that to her.
Yeah.
And then you started yelling that Letterman was... ridiculous, and anybody who would want to be like,
I vaguely remember that. I don't know what
if you wanted it as your credit, you were the idiot, and you know, kind of like mean about me being from LA and
oh, sorry,
stealing your boyfriend.
Did you really? But I vaguely remember that, yeah, but it was probably about something else, not that, like, meaning in my own house, probably mad about something else,
yeah,
you know.
But we got over that super fast,
yeah.
Apparently, not you. Brought it up again.
I mean, I think about it every night as I go to sleep.
But we all do stuff to each other that sometimes you do something and you're mad and then it just goes away. And you're like, next time you see him, me and you have gotten to fights over the years.
Yeah,
and,
it's
you know, and look, yeah, look,
say it.
I'm sorry. Jim, I am sorry. No, but it's just, you know, as you grow, as you get older, as your life changes and becomes different, and we've all been friends for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's good. All it is a phone call.
Right.
I mean, a fucking phone call to say, hey, I fucked you. You pissed me off. Or you fucked me up. I called Jim recently about something. I was like, hey, man, blah, blah. And he was like, fucking dude, I'm so. And it's just, it's over. It's
right.
done. And it's almost like we have so much more shit in our lives that we have to take to the pillow at night.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing
my
we
face.
Well, for you, it's different.
I have have to sleep. I have to sit up like the Elephant Man because of acid reflux in my fucking stomach.
That's awful. Okay. I love the Elephant Man. It was so great, though, when he takes the pillow away, tries to sleep normal, and he dies. That's what you get. Oh. Stupid.
Don't even try.
Just sit up with your shitty fucking, your little thing you're making with your one good hand.
Do you wear a sleep apnea at night?
Oh, no, I don't.
Now we just got to figure out how
to I
have one, but I can't wear it because I'm too claustrophobic. I have to get
sinus
surgery.
And where would the dick go? I thought you were going to get there.
Oh, no. I already know where that goes. No, I can't wear it, man. It's so uncomfortable. I got to get my sinuses done again.
They have a brand new one.
I can't wear anything. They make me, it's hard to breathe.
You have to get them done again.
Yeah, I think so.
I was supposed to get mine done, and then I went in and I had a fucking hernia.
Ooh.
My goodness.
A belly button one. Ooh. So it's not the bad one. It's like the most.
How do you get a hernia? There?
So then I was going to get that done. How? Look at me. Your fucking stomach. There's no, your intestines get pushed out by the fucking roast beef sandwich you just ate.
Oh my God.
No, this is not what happened. Anyways, and I was going to get that fixed. And they were like, you have a swollen spleen.
Oh my God.
So my spleen swelled. And then they found out that I had a fatty liver.
Wait, what does a spleen do?
Nothing. Well, it does some certain things. We should get Dr. Steve on the wall. Spleen.
Not when it's that fat, right?
Yeah, it's a new show, my 600-pound spleen.
It has no girlfriend.
Exactly. It just jerks off, bad-mouths me on Twitter.
And he goes, Ma! So anyways, I gotta get my nose fixed, too. I got to get...
What about your spleen?
I got to get that fucking... I'm trying to... Dude, I was so good... 3 weeks before the Fallon show, I was salads twice a day and not eating past 8 or 9 o'clock at night until 10, 12 the next day.
Wow.
So I lost all this weight.
Oh, yeah, you were doing that.
I felt so fucking great. I remember feeling like hungry, but thin. Like I felt like tight, you know what I mean? That in the morning, like I hadn't felt in a while. And then Christmas came and I fucking... It's so funny how you go off the rails so fast, so quick.
Yeah.
And then I had a salad today, and I had to force it down.
Yeah.
I was loving salads. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted was a salad, just vegetables, and it was fucking. Then you go off it, and you have a pizza, and you have cakes, and you have
it's
all
so
this.
So good.
You gotta,
little,
Dawn,
holidays.
Dressing on the side, you dip that joker. Oh, are we off salads?
Yeah. Dawn made fucking au gratin potatoes.
Mm.
Oh, she got creamy fucking potato lings. Cut them up and then cheese them and then bake them in the oven.
You should ask her not to.
She's so good.
Say not. Ask her not to maybe for a little while. Just
I fucking put a gun to her head and made her do it. I said, put it in the oven, you cunt. Well, Max is going to have no mom and a fat dad with 1 foot.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad we worked this out. I didn't, whatever. It's awesome. I love you guys. You guys, I'm so glad you came on. You haven't been on in a long time. You haven't, neither one of you.
Yeah, sorry I was late, man. I had a flood in my apartment. Last week, so I've been dealing with that.
How do you have a flood? You live on the
23rd
floor.
It's that much cum. It's incredible.
I know.
It's horrible.
You don't try to drink up a flood?
You're not supposed to have two people cum in the shower at once.
It was, I was in my bed. It was like 2:30 in the morning. I heard like, boom, and it was just pipe burst. So I had to fucking, I'm glad I was home. If I wasn't home, it would have been horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, but I have to have my bedroom floor and my office floor completely redone, I think, because the water soaked through. Insurance will cover it, but it's just an inconvenience because I have to move out of my fucking bedroom and it's going to be...
Does it smell like a Cape Cod cottage?
No, I got it out pretty fast, but the wood is going to warp it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm
you
fuck
got
that.
It.
Just get it done.
Yeah, get it done. Well, that's great. I'm glad you came on, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you got, Norton? You got his website up?
When's this airing? When does this air?
No, she doesn't.
It's a live stream right now.
You got it?
Oh, okay.
Look at fucking Gabby. Yeah. These two fucking don't fuck around. And I just doubted you.
So the 19th, I got a bunch of dates.
No, for a little bit. Oh. What do you got? Let's look at these right now. We got St. Louis, the Pageant Theater, the 19th, the 20th, Lawrence, Kansas City, Liberty Hall. What is that? Warren?
The Indiana show.
I really wish we'd done mine first.
What's that?
I know. I wish I did mine first. I don't want to follow you.
No, I
just got Syracuse, Funny Bone, Warren, 9 days, Grand Rapids, and I got the Comedy Works, and I got Red Bank, Count Basie.
Fucking Comedy Works is such a great club.
Love it.
Love that club. She won't work me anymore, though. It's so weird.
Well, the Aztec.
Yeah, San Antonio.
Aztec is great. Paramount's great.
Finally doing Vancouver. I've never done Vancouver. I got blown in an alley in Vancouver in 1990 by two hookers for $80. And then the third, I'm flying to Salt Lake City for one night.
Vancouver is one of my favorite cities in the world.
Third hooker? That's what I thought.
I thought about that. So go to jimnorton.com. Great website.
It's a great homepage.
Yeah, he's got a great homepage.
I got a bunch of, it was Colin's idea. He goes, you ought to get things. So I made all these, I used all these Sabbath album covers and put my face in them and kiss.
Where'd
it go? Look at you when you were chubby. Look.
I know, right? It's crazy.
I love that.
That's great.
Yeah, what do you got, Bonnie?
On Friday, I'm at the Philly Comedy Club.
What's that?
Which one?
I don't know.
Which one?
Where is that?
It's called the Philly Comedy
Club.
Where
is it?
I don't know where it is. I know it's in Philly. I'm going to bet it's in Philly.
What is this? You don't have a, do you have a website?
I don't have a website.
What?
I married Rich and I thought things would just take care of themselves.
All right.
Boy, was I wrong.
Were you trying to poison him and it just didn't work? All right, so what you got, Bonnie?
Yeah, so I'm at the Philly Comedy Club. You can Google it. There on Friday.
Bonnie's
two shows, 7 and 9.
One of the funniest people in the world.
Get a bonus if I sell out. So.
Wait, okay, have some confidence, would you?
Yeah, you should sell out. You're hilarious.
Philly fans. Yeah. We got a lot of Philly fans. So don't you, because your podcast, My Wife Hates Me, is one of the most original, funny,
came up with it.
Motherfucking podcasts on the planet Earth. I don't know why somebody's not doing a reality show about it, a lightly scripted fucking show.
And
about
you're doing a live one in the Village Underground.
Oh
right?
My
yeah,
god!
Yeah, coming
March 10th.
Oh, March 10th.
Is that right? March 10th. March 10th.
It will be a show soon.
I have a show on Friday and then again on March 10th. I'm doing very well.
Me and my boss is out there fucking 360 days.
I know.
I'm working on Wednesday. I picked up a gig on Tuesday. I haven't seen my daughter since fucking 7 Wednesdays ago.
True.
Bobby has come up. They came up with some good ones. They came up with the idea for Chip too. They just said, "You want to do it?" Like, yeah, Bobby's come up with some creative stuff. Dr. Steve.
That's why I tell you, I'm very proud of this network. I know there's a lot of networks out there right now, but a lot of networks are the same thing. This network has your show.
Right, I see what you're saying.
There's so many
diverse.
Yeah, we have Bailey J and her husband.
Is Nick on this network?
He's on Sirius now, but his original show is still on our network too. We get one a week from him. If you go to riotcast.com, it's fucking. But this show, My Wife Hates Me. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you don't think listening to being a fly on the wall to a comedy couple as funny as you two crazy motherfuckers. It's so, I listen to the show and you guys fight and then I don't know if you're mad, if you're not mad, and if you really, your hate for him sometimes is so real, but you always want to be in the show. I don't even know if you want to do it sometimes.
No.
And he's just like, we got to do it.
Do you film any of it or no?
What's that?
You don't film it all, right?
We don't film it. Yeah. I don't know. It's.
You're going to film the live one.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should.
It's already.
Because now with the Patreon thing, we got
to
do stuff.
Well, they got a new Patreon. Let me go to that right now. If you go to their Patreon.
We're
going
to try to
support.
Stuff.
Do you know where it is at, Gab?
Whoa.
No, that's not.
It's hard to make money from podcasting.
Well, they're actually. I'm moving to Patreon too, and they're at Patreon right now. You can go to this show, and they have different levels. Can you just go back to their site right there? Where is the Patreon?
No,
why is it
hyperlink?
Not
there?
There's the Amazon.
Right, there's someone
fix
the hyperlink.
Just stand there. We're going to fix the hyperlink.
Look.
I guarantee it's on Rich's homepage. He's collecting all the money.
There is.
Buying rings with it. If you go to that Amazon page, it goes to diamond pinky rings.
Oh, I know.
Fucking asshole.
And capes.
Where is it? What'd you say?
So I'd say there's four levels, but I can't remember them all. But the last two levels are send Raina to college, and then the very last level is send Rich to college. So.
How much is that?
$100 a month.
$100 a month.
To send Rich to college.
Oh, that made me so happy. If we did it, if we raised enough money, could we send him back to college?
You know what I would like to do is make him work one day at a service, job, like a customer service job.
Like at McDonald's.
Yes, because he's like never had to do it in his whole life, and he's so mean to everyone.
That'd be great.
You know, he's never been a waiter or anything.
Do you understand that how funny your TV show would be if we had fucking dummy have to work at a Starbucks going, what did you say?
Writing names on the
God. How do you spell macchiato?
Oh, my God.
You too. It's maca.
He'd walk in telling them how to do the job.
I got my regular latte.
I love that Mike has two or three a show.
This is how every show starts if you want to click
what it. What is this? Click it. Make it big.
Pre-show ritual.
Make it big.
What up, Pofa?
Shut your fucking face.
Testing one, two, three. This time what? Testing one, two, three. You're not going to do what this time?
This is like how you... What does it say on the paper? Now ask her to test into the mic?
No, it doesn't say it on
how
the paper.
Is it possible that you cannot start the podcast without those pieces of paper?
I can start them. I just use them as a backup.
No. You every time you open it up and you're like, oh, there's nothing here. What's happening? What's going on?
Those hands are too big.
That's not true. This one time, just something happened one time and I fixed it, you know. So it's all taken care of.
The podcast, you didn't have
the podcast is going right now. We're doing it right now. Can you tell?
I'm just saying, like, I'm going to record you starting the podcast next time and put it up somewhere.
Something seems wrong here, but... Go ahead, talk loud.
I'm speaking as loud as I can.
This is how the whole podcast
hopefully
is.
It's coming out.
Oh my God, do you see what you're arguing my point for me by what you're doing?
It seems like it's going, but the monitor for the sound, the waves, the lines, seem like they're going higher than usual.
There's no way.
Then it's hot. Why would you tell me to speak up if that's what's happening?
No, yeah, now it's back down to normal.
Oh my God.
When you talk lower. Here, wait, let me do it right now. Here, I'm talking low. Okay. Yeah, see, there you go.
This has all been some kind of...
What?
We walk around like I have a 199 IQ and...
199. 199. My head would explode.
No one. There's people with over 200 IQs.
All right.
They're around. They exist.
Oh my! Right. Why is that not a great show?
So that guy does. He animates our podcast. Johnny Fatsack is great.
You should have animated and then put it behind the paper. Patreon.
That's on the Patreon. Yeah.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
Well, it's so on the fucking YouTube right now.
But there's like six of them or something.
Oh. That was Patreon.
All right, so go to their Patreon. Make sure you support them. Look, this is how we do these podcasts for a long time. You guys have been doing yours for, and that's how you support it. We can make money off of this so that we can keep doing them and we can say no to shit gigs and do...
What will you put behind the wall of the podcast?
You put behind the wall, what you put up is that you could do interviews. You could do... You do levels. So the regular people just get the podcast, right? You might get it earlier. You get it the night it comes out or 3 days before everybody else. So for $5 a month.
Ooh la la.
Oh my.
For $5 a month, you can get the
marketing tips.
Before anybody else, you get the show. Ooh. Now, if you do $10 a month, you'll get an extra little, maybe a chip interview for somebody or a chip word of advice once a week. And then you'll say their name on it. You know, like, dang, I want
to dedicate a podcast to them.
And then for $25 or $50 a month, you could, instead of saying that, you could dedicate the show.
$50 a month.
Yeah, dude,
people do
people
that.
People
it's unbelievable. Not for us, but I've heard
they will.
Others.
They will. If you have something of value, right. If you hit Voss with a frying pan for every $50.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'll pay.
Oh my
I'll
God.
Pay.
Just hear fucking ding.
Oh my God.
I'll pay.
Oh my God.
I'll pay $50.
Oh my God. It made me realize, like, yes, you could have him, like, if you pay $50 a month, he will say, I am wrong at some point.
Yes.
In the podcast.
Oh. Yes.
Just never happened.
But they will do it because, look, man, people love supporting you. People will give you that money and they will support you. At many people who can do five will do five. People who can't do any won't. The podcast will still
They'll
be free.
In. Oh.
You still get you still get the podcast for nothing.
See, I like
man.
The video being free too. I like
yeah,
the podcast.
You can,
video.
You can give it to them early though. So here's $5. You get it before everybody else. You get it 3 days before everybody else. And but that money goes back into the show. That money goes back into you doing it. You can actually, that's why we're trying to make get money off this stuff. So make sure you support their Patreon.
And you
page.
Still do ads too, right?
Yeah, you can do ads. Look, we're creating shit for nothing. You should make some money.
The audience has been raping us for years. That's how I feel. So
anyways. What do you got, Gab?
This Wednesday, I'm hosting Sketch Block at Under St. Mark's Theater. And then Friday, I'm at Artichoke Pizza in Bushwick.
Really?
Just eating.
That's all right.
No, I'm doing comedy.
You're doing comedy. Yeah. Okay. What do you got, Mikey?
This Thursday, I'll be at Millennium Fandom in Las Vegas doing some type of show at a comic book store. They're paying me to be there. And then I'll be at Laugh Out Loud in San Antonio headlining for one night on the 18th.
All right. Ooh. Can you smile?
What do you got, Bobby?
Let's go to me right now really quick before you guys hang up. We have one more big announcement at the end.
Oh,
so don't hang up.
Fat Black Pussycat.
Fat Black Pussycat. When? This Wednesday?
Wednesday. 17th.
Yeah. You guys want to come down to a spot?
Dirty Clean.
Yeah. Dirty Clean. What do you want to do, dirty or clean?
I don't know. I'll do clean.
Clean. Jim, want to come down to a set?
No, I don't.
Hey, Jim, want to do a set?
No.
Busy. You're not busy. You have a spot right before it.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Want to do dirty? Do 10 minutes?
No, I'll do clean.
Huh? You'll do clean?
Perfect. Is everybody doing clean?
No.
I thought that would be the harder choice.
That's why. No, it's actually not.
It's easier?
It's when you have a choice, it's harder to be dirty because if it doesn't fly, you're just being dirty.
Right.
If you're being clean, who cares?
People love dirty.
I don't know. I have no idea. Funny Bone Hartford, January 19th, 20th, and then the 26th, 27th. The 26th, I'm at Chicago, the Laugh Factory. 27th, McGuire's Bohemia, back at the Fat Black Pussycat. And then I'm at Magoobies.
Magoobies.
I'm all over the place. Go to RobertKLive.com. Zach, what do you got besides a dead finger? Have you seen his finger?
Yeah, you got to see it. He lost his finger.
Oh, my God.
He's gonna. Please don't lose. Go to the hospital.
It's not infected. No, it's fine. Put some Neosporin on it. You'll be fine. He'll be all right.
What'd you just say?
Nothing. It's Godfather.
Oh, I want to thank the fans, the cute couple that came in from fucking the Yellow Brick Road. Take your hats off.
I know
fucking,
they've been sitting here. Yeah, you elves. Up the whole time.
You guys have buttoned up. Like.
They're so cute.
You guys are an adorable couple. You really are. How long have you been married?
No.
You're not married, just a couple?
5 years.
5 years? Are you a fan of the show?
I love it.
You do? Oh, great.
It's pretty amazing. I'm super excited.
Oh, good, man. Well, thanks for coming in, man.
I did
want to
mention something about the spleen.
Yeah. Give her a microphone, Gab.
Yeah.
We've got a medical expert in the audience.
Yeah, so let's talk about this.
What do you do? Are you a nurse?
Oh, no. I do lab research.
Yes.
Oh, my
what's
God.
Up? Yeah, what's up?
We've been looking for a fatty liver to do experiments on.
No, the spleen's important for your lymphatic system. Yeah. So anytime you have like an infection, like your immune cells will go there. It's like a hub.
Right.
So they'll like come together and they'll fight the infection.
But you can have your spleen taken out.
You can live without a spleen.
You can live
You're
without
good.
A spleen.
I think you can.
If you don't get it.
I know people without spleens. You're good without a spleen.
I love, love Liz is like, we can.
You're fine. No, I know. You can do it.
Listen, hey, pixie voice. Yeah, we can do it. Let's wrap this up. I got three Mexicans downstairs with a case of Bud Light.
Literally.
And how about this? And this concludes this episode of Laughter Court?
No. No, it's you know what, dude. I think you're the one in the promo, the beginning of the show that says, you know what, dude, that you're always doing it.
Am I?
So you can bring us out right now. Ready?
All
right. You guys have been listening to
this shit.
Wait, what's the big announcement?
See you guys next week. You know what, dude? I made you listen to my date, you cocksuckers.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.